Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Speak up, please. Good morning.
Sorry, I laid the phone down.
That's all right.
Oh, that was a long vacation. It was like being on hold for 9 days.
That happens.
Yeah. You know, looking at, a lot of this, if you use as an example, if you watch the MTV Music Awards.
Right.
People that came up on stage, you could see the way they paired people off. And I'd like to do something different. And after I mention the Don and Mike Show, I'd like to pretend that I'm on the Music Awards and say, "Fuck."
Get another caller. See, that's why we need a 7-second delay. That's a darn shame. And see, the thing of it is, I actually like the Don and Mike Show. So, for those of us and people who don't know, anyway, I really like those guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Wow. Hey, what's happening? Everybody's running in here. What the hell is that about? Now, why are they getting a can of applause?
There they go. They're out of here now. They ran in and they ran out.
Here's Rob's guy.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spiewak!
Those other guys had to leave because they had not yet bought my wife a birthday present. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
I love you. You're 60 today. You're lovely.
It's nice you mentioned that to her, Mike. Her birthday and all.
Well, he just told me.
I just told him.
He just said it.
I know. Well, I know, but you know.
You know.
You know the thing. The thing with the guy.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Widow Jump and all the ships at sea. And now the two leading candidates to be the Maytag repairman.
You didn't know Arthur Carlson is dead.
That's right. He cashed in his ship.
Oh. Right.
The Jump or Gump?
Jump.
Jump,
Gordon Jump. Right.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, Forrest Gump. And yeah, this guy is Jump, but he's Gordon Jump, right?
Gordon Jump. Right, right. Scott Gump is the golfer. And
he was the guy on WKRP, right?
Right, and the Maytag repairman.
Right.
Which leads me to the fact that these are the two leading candidates to be the Maytag repairman.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on Westwood One on this Tuesday. September 23rd. You can call us from anywhere in North America at 877-365-3636. From Canada. I guess North America as well, but there's a special Canada line. 800-636-1067. And from Washington, 202-432-1067. And now here is Paul. Hi, Paul.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Paul.
Is anyone listening?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Thanks, Dave.
Man, we're really getting to it lately.
There you go.
Diving right in. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
There you go. Got to maximize our time on the air.
Not only this waiting.
Got to make sure that we just get right to it.
That's crazy waiting.
Oh, my God. The guy from WKRP.
Hello, Mrs. Jump. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Listen, we want to start today's show with a tip of the Don of my cap. A gold star goes up on the wall.
Bill O'Reilly for doing a great show before us.
No, as always, my God. Rob, this thing is not queuing.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, see, it's buzzed.
Based on a true story.
No, that's
it's not it.
See?
How about...
Nothing's happening.
Here's a spare fanfic.
Okay, put that one in. I just want to say he's worked with me longer than anybody here. But I think that just working with me wasn't enough, that it had to be working with you as well, that rubbed off on Buzz,
yeah.
Who gets the A-Hole of the Day Award.
Oh, yeah!
And,
wow.
And I want to congratulate Buzz, because he's learned from the Masters.
Yeah.
When I pulled into the parking lot today...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
Shondell, mm-hmm. one of the sales girls here.
Lovely Shondell.
We call them sales girls.
Mm-hmm.
One of our, like, they're like cheerleaders. One of the sales girls here.
One of the gals.
She she's parked her car in Buzz's spot.
Mm-hmm.
And what Buzz has done is, rather than take another spot, and I don't think there were any open.
Really, there weren't.
Buzz simply parked behind her, so there was no way she could move her massive
parked
SUV.
Parked in front of her, actually. I mean, but, yeah, behind her, I guess, but blocked her in.
Behind her, because she had, you know, she had backed in, so her front end was facing
nice.
Out. And,
mm-hmm.
and
front end.
And I pulled into the parking lot.
You
and,
got that right.
And poor Shondell was driving. You know, we have these incredible pillars down in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're deadly. Yeah.
What they've done is they this is typical of Infinity Broadcasting. they figured out we can get more cars in the parking lot
mm-hmm.
if we make all of the parking spaces
super small,
about 6 inches smaller on each side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no room to maneuver, and there are these gigantic concrete pillars every third car.
Sharp edges on them.
Right, and a lot of people have wrecked their cars down there, mm-hmm. even before when we used to have the additional 12 inches.
Have you ever hit a pillar?
Yes, I have.
I've hit a pillar.
So now I pull in and Shondell is down there behind, you know, she's got one of those massive, big, gigantic, you know, you know, H, whatever they are, and she's trying to get this thing out, and she can't because Buzz has got his Volkswagen parked directly in front of her, mm-hmm. and I swelled up with pride.
It's a wonderful thing to see somebody do the right thing, and that's exactly what Buzz did. That is our strategy, if anybody parks in our spaces. And because we all know our cars, and we all work here, the three of us
mm-hmm.
will always simultaneously, you know, make it impossible for the other person to get out.
That's anyway, kudos to Buzz.
Way well, to go, you. Buzz.
Yeah. I love the fact that if you all made a movie called Do the Right Thing, it would just be about being an a-hole.
There you go. Do the right thing.
Sometimes that's the way.
Well, it's the only way. It's the only way to learn them, Buzz. Mm-hmm. And, you know, normally I would expect more from you. Normally, I would expect that you would take the high road and say,
you
well,
rise above it.
Someone else is in my spot. I'll take another spot, even if it's in that...
I didn't have time to take that route today.
Even if it's in the satellite lot that they've
right.
got over at the church.
Yeah, no time for that.
And don't forget, Buzz also one time wrote on Brett's desk with permanent magic marker when
yes.
he was mad.
Uh-huh.
But right. This is a much worse violation.
Yeah, but it's also good. It's a history.
She had to come through me.
Anyway.
Really? You wrote on Brett's desk with
a permanent magic marker after she parked in my space. You guys actually urged me to do something. And that's what I came up with.
Excellent.
Was permanent vandalism.
So way to go, Buzz.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
And hi, welcome to the show, everybody. Okay, before your phone calls and everything else, this is very queer, but as I was called a faggot repeatedly yesterday, I don't mind mentioning this today.
What happened?
Oh, no, nothing happened.
Well, what are you going to say?
Simply a quest mm-hmm. that Clooney is here
yeah.
in D.C. doing this this. Awful television show.
K Street.
Mm-hmm. But he's here. And I've had more than one person say to me, and it happened today. A guy said, hey, I saw that movie star you like downtown today.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what movie star? George Clooney.
Yeah.
Is that the show that's on HBO that's about aliens? Because I saw...
No, it's the one... No, it is with aliens. Right.
Because I saw a guy going down the stairs.
James Carville.
And he was about to do experiments on somebody that he took to his spaceship.
That alien.
He was about to mate with another alien.
I mean, he
Mary Matlin or whatever her name is.
He has the big eyes, yes. and he's going to, like, pull out surgical tools and experiment on people's navels.
Round head. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I'm just... I'm queer for Clooney.
I know.
I recently read a profile of George Clooney in, and you can call me a fag, Vanity Fair magazine. And let me tell you, He's a tough nut to crack, mm-hmm. as far as like getting him to.
You bet he is.
I know, but
tough nuts to crack.
He's Mr. Privacy. He's the whole privacy.
Well,
guy.
That's part of the allure here. That I am a George Clooney fan, and I'm not a faggot.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I like man on woman straight sex, mm-hmm. but I like George Clooney as an actor, and I like his movies, and I'm a fan of his.
We almost ran into him the night we went out for dinner. Remember?
That's right. Somebody else told us that. Right. George Clooney was just here.
You're aware he's making a sequel to that movie, that Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. I probably 16 times I've watched Ocean's 11.
You know, and I'm torn. Should it be Ocean's 10?
Mm-hmm.
Ocean's 12? Dare they go Ocean's 13?
I forgot why. I read the title. They gave the working title. Ocean's 12.
I'm kidding, Mike. Doing a joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's funny. I'm
kidding.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought you were, I thought they were trying to...
No, when you said the thing about aliens...
You're being over clever.
See, when you said the thing about aliens...
You picked right up on
it. I knew you were talking about Carvel.
You helped me with all of that, and there I am just to drop the, fumble.
Anyway, listen, find Clooney. Just get him to call the show, and we'll give you $1,000.
What's the first thing you would ask him? Make love to me. Take me.
Here's the icebreaker I'd use. Yeah. Hey, do you know when we went to the Final Four last year, the basketball Final Four, I registered in the hotel under the name George Clooney, so none of our dumb listeners would call us and bother us. Not that we have it like movie stars do, but if listeners find out where we're staying, we get calls. So I signed in under the name George Clooney, and those girls that were wrestling in that Miller Lite commercial that ran during the Super Bowl, remember they sent booze and food up to the room, saying, dear George, heard you're in town, love to meet you, and it was from those girls.
Sure, sure.
From those wrestling girls.
Wow. Weren't they surprised when they got to your door? When you said, come on up.
Never saw him. It was there when we got back from doing the show, and I thought, well, now this is nice. Look at this. This is a nice big setup, and I opened the thing. Dear George.
Right.
Okay. Right. So anyway, find Clooney. Get him to call the show.
Clooney.
And we'll give you $1,000. Okay, I got two ways I can go right here. They're both going to be very, very angry, very mean-spirited talks, either about FedEx Field or the DMV.
Go with FedEx Field.
FedEx Field?
Yeah, definitely FedEx Field.
Oh, hold on. We want to take this call first, if this is true. Brian. Hey, Brian, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. I missed you guys last week. I was hoping you'd get back before I left. I'm leaving today at 4 o'clock. I'm from Reno for Iraq, and I just wanted to say glad you guys are back.
Well, good luck to you over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go get them.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Bring chocolate.
Yeah, I was scared you guys weren't going to be back, but hopefully in 6 months you'll still be on the air here.
Are you an infantryman?
I'm in the National Guard.
So you're going to be over there in the middle of the crap?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, good luck to you. Stay safe.
Yeah, the main thing is that Buzz is the best one on that show. Does Lisa fart in front of her husband?
What?
The main thing is Buzz is the best one.
And then there was something after that.
What about Lisa
and her husband?
What about that?
Does she fart in front of her husband?
Are you trying to do to us what that guy does to everybody?
No, not at all. I'm really leaving today and stuff, but Buzz doesn't get enough credit.
Lisa fart in front of her husband?
Yes, I'm sure she does, and yes, he does. Now, here's the question, son. Are you really going to Iraq?
Yeah, I'm really leaving today. But
so you got goofy at the end there, but you really are legitimately going to be serving your country over there.
Yes, I'm trying to make light of this whole thing. Just give me a chance to laugh here.
You go right ahead.
Okay.
But I'm serious, Buzz. You are the best.
Thank you.
You should get more credit.
That's very nice, but I do fine. But thanks for your support.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You're not getting any flowers from me if you get shot in the ass or anything.
Yeah, see, you've blown it.
No offense. I mean, Godspeed.
You've
hurt
my friend.
Are you aware, as you trundle off to Iraq, are you aware of the level of jealousy that Don and I have for Buzz Burbank?
I know you're fighting for a cause, but I speak, and I think I speak for both Mike and myself.
Oh, I know you do on this subject.
I like Buzz.
Fragile egos.
Stop.
God, as fragile, as brittle, as
you realize that when you
John Ritter's bones.
When you say Buzz is the best one on the show, you realize you just summarily wipe out decades of work.
And you realize also that we're very fond of Buzz, and we know Buzz is talented.
He just doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Thank you. No, you're not helping us. You're not helping. But thank you.
You're giving Buzz the credit, and I... I wish you good luck in Iraq.
Thank you. Rob is an ass.
Wow.
So, I'm getting the impression what you're doing here is you needed to get these things. You've listened for a long time, right?
Yeah, actually, I just moved here last October. I didn't get you. I moved from Connecticut.
See, haven't even listened for a long time, but you have some sort of axe to grind with Rob and maybe with us.
I just knew under the circumstances I would get through today. I love you guys, and I think Buzz is the best, and Rob is a jackass, and I knew I'd be able to get everything out at once today. Man, who knows if I'll come back?
You are going over to get
right.
shot at, I guess.
Yes, as you said, who knows if you'll come back.
Yeah, he could get back.
Rob, would you like to say something to this young man?
I just want to say, I pray nothing happens to him. But I pray even more that if something, God forbid, does happen,
yeah.
that the last thought that goes through your mind was, I should have been nicer to Don and Mike.
Right. Yeah. And that's where you get into that whole supernatural.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, F you. Bye, guys.
Wait, Rob.
Hold on. Wow.
And he's gone.
See, now I don't know if I rank above Lisa.
He hung up.
Wow.
I wish him a very, very tedious assignment.
Two words. Two words.
That's not bad, Rob, you know.
Human shield.
Okay.
Friendly fire.
I don't know if he's going over there or not.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I don't think so either. I just think he was some drunk dude.
Don't you have to be relatively bright to be in the military nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about bright? Have you heard the ads on this radio station that the FBI is running?
Heard them. I voiced him.
Now, that's part of the problem too, Rob.
Just a second here. Hold everything.
I'm proud to be an American.
Wait a minute. Rob's doing the commercials for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
If you would like to, we were running commercials.
It trickled down.
We're running commercials on this station that say, the FBI is looking for good people if you want to be a special agent. And Rob's on the spot.
Rob's doing the ads?
Well, right. I didn't clear security. So.
God. So join now.
Yeah.
Would you like to be an FBI agent? Look at me.
I heard it, and the first time I heard it, I didn't even... It didn't even click that it was Rob's voice. I was in the car with my wife, and I said, is this good, like, for national morale, that the FBI is running commercials saying,
right.
you know, have you always wanted to be a special agent?
I thought that, God, I'm very surprised at that.
And I'm positive what I heard, that it's not, like, join the FBI, you know, entry-level job, you know, clean out the lockers.
Have you wanted to be a special agent?
If you're interested, and I would say, Rob, if you...
I'm trying to find the spot. I can't imagine why it would have been pulled.
As they retool it.
It's something to the effect of, you can be an American hero, you can be a special agent, especially if you have foreign language skills, please contact the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
All right.
La, la, la.
Yeah, but still...
Never knew they had to recruit.
Still, and running ads on our show?
Wow. Well, we reach everybody. They're looking for a few good men and women.
That's not... those two signs right there, that phone call and that commercial, are not really the stuff that makes of strong moral fiber.
No.
When you're thinking about America... Yeah. Oh, you got it? Here it is. Okay. Okay. Here's the spot.
If you want the career of a lifetime, if you want to make our country and
hold
our
it,
world...
Hold it, stop, stop. Listen, how serious he's being. That's as low as he goes. That's where he's trying to be. That's where he's trying. Here I am.
If anybody from the FBI is listening, please call the station and have this spot revoiced by anybody else. Anybody else.
If you'd like to be a special emphasis, Cleaver.
Look into becoming a special agent with the FBI. Right now, the FBI is hiring candidates from a range of disciplines, especially those with foreign language skills.
Disciplines. He come down with something.
Joe. How about even Joe?
Might I offer my services?
Oh, God.
Join the FBI for an exciting career.
Become one of America's
finest. Sounds kind of like Charlie when he uses his...
I know. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Hello? Hello, I'd really like to be an FBI agent.
Hi, Johnny.
It's my fault.
Oh, it's your fault?
Well, kind of, sort of. There was a pilot production, and it got lost in transition, and I was gone.
Oh, you were gone.
But either way, the fact is, the FBI is looking for special agents, and they're running commercials here.
Yes, truly sad.
What's the cutoff age?
You're perfect, Mike.
I mean, I'd like to do that. I'd be good at it.
An FBI special agent. Special people, special agents.
FBIJobs.com.
I'm serious.
FBIJobs.com. The FBI is an equal opportunity employer.
The FBI doesn't care who does their commercials.
Please get it in before the game is over. Even hearing that, it's so embarrassing. That sounds like the stuff you were forced to do in college. I know I've got my spot, and I can do like a motorcycle spot. Okay, but you,
you think of the gigs that Rob gets. I mean, Rob is the on-field announcer at FedEx Field.
We've
right?
got a major spot from the FBI. Give us a SPIWAC.
You know, what it really is, it's like, you know that, what was that, Wag the Dog? Where's the voice? Get the voice.
Get the voice.
Hi.
Hi, would you like to be in the FBI?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you on Clooney Watch?
Oh, dear.
Yes, I am. Yes, sir. How you guys doing? Okay, I'm right. There's like a trailer out here, and there's, you know, the actress Lauren Holly, is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The hottie.
Really hottie, and well, she's sitting right there. I don't see George, but I'll be more than happy to go up to Lauren Holly and see
Ask her where Clooney is.
Exactly.
I mean, go ahead,
right,
do it.
I'm across the street right now.
All right, do it on the air.
Doing it right now.
Go to that. I think Lauren Holly is a little long in the tooth, right? Is that the one that was married to Jim Carrey? Take it back then.
She's probably okay.
I was getting her mixed up.
My name is Jason Weil. I'll hold.
You'll hold.
Is she on the phone?
She's right there. Hi, my name is Jason Wan. I'm a photographer and reporter for the WJFK newspaper. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind going on talking to Dynamite.
No, we don't want her.
I want to say hi to her.
Yeah.
I loved her in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, she's good.
Dynamite?
She's no Clooney, though.
This is Lauren Holly. Nice to meet you.
Wait, what's good? Are you doing like a whole
scam? This is
scam?
Another guy going to Iraq.
Are you scamming us?
I had no problem. I'm a big fan of yours, Dynamite, and
hello there.
Maybe you can do the FBI spot.
That you done lost a lot of weight, and your wife looking good.
Hello there. All right, goodbye there.
Wow. We got, you know, we're second day back, you know, trying to get our bearings and all this.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, I just had a request for you.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I know it can't be today because you've already kind of given your, well, a small list of what you were going to do today, but I was wondering if you could set up someday, maybe this week or next week or something, where you could go a whole show without whining or complaining about anything. So why not to hate you?
I was wondering if just one day you could go to the bathroom, number two, not wash your hands and rub it all over your face.
Number two on your head.
I have news for you, Dick.
I just got a nice mental picture of that guy doing that, too, reaching down there.
I've not even said anything yet.
You said you were going to complain, but I mean, every day the last couple of weeks, all you do is complain about something.
Have you looked around our world, my friend? Have you taken a look at what kind of world we live in? There's a lot to complain about.
Contract. I figure you could go one
that
day.
That doesn't make sense.
You know, I wish that one thing we had signed in the contract was that there would have to be some minimum IQ, like your waist size or something, that you got to at least have the IQ of room temperature to call the show.
This will be fun complaining that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, this is entertaining because it's something bad that happened.
Yes, it's something bad that happened to me. Does that make you feel better?
Your cell phone is breaking up, too. Now you have a crappy cell phone.
Listen, I'll stop when you stop. When you stop going number two, getting it on your hands and wiping it on your face every day,
you know what you are, sir?
Then I'll stop doing the commentaries that have made this the number one rated show for 17 years.
You know what you are, sir? You know what you are? You know what you are?
Sorry. Now why did you drop the F-bomb on that guy?
I wanted to be the first one.
We can't air that.
You know what? I really wanted to be the first
Mike
one.
Mike just called the guy an F.
Yeah.
I heard that. Holy cow.
I wanted to be the very first one.
Well, I'll be damned. Mike, it's not you or Buzz or Rob.
I don't care. I don't like you.
Yeah, right. It's just me. I've been the guy that's been dragging this show down for 18 years. God, you guys would be so much further up the food chain if I wasn't here.
I agree, absolutely. I agree with this pure... I don't want to say it again.
Don't say it again. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry that you don't get what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said with you in the bathroom, I don't get what you're doing either.
I mean, most people actually, you know, pull it right off the roll and clean themselves properly.
I don't get it.
Don't forget to rub your eyes.
You should know. Oh, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
Hey, he's the best part of the show. Stop
that. I'm sorry. I just remember that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Or,
when we were working with the White Rabbit.
Or I tell you what, just...
But that wasn't my poop.
Just hang up. Go ahead and just hang up.
That's right. That was the poop of a rest stop in Wichita.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I saw? Can I just say really quickly what I saw today that I've never seen before?
What? Nothing.
What?
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I'm sure if you say it.
Get right to your complaining.
No, I'm sure if you say it, it won't be construed as complaining. Coming from the great Mike or the great Buzz. Thank God I have you, Rob. Thank God people hate you like they hate me. Thank God.
A toilet seat with a red button that you push and a circular piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Fresh plastic comes out on the seat and then stops at a pre-appointed time and you put your ass on germ-free toilet seat.
Seen it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Seen it. Experienced it.
You've been there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that there's only 2 feet of plastic and it keeps going around.
So it's just a ruse.
Scott, I hope
and that's how they get you.
I hope it changes.
Well, I was thinking about that because the actual little sphere where the plastic comes out doesn't seem big enough for a lot of poops.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works. I don't know.
I think it's hooked up to a large central location full of plastic.
And I just want to, I really wanted to be the very first one to cuss when we came back from our little
congratulations.
Hiatus.
You did it.
And I, you know, I'm not a big fan of that when Joe comes in and does it like twice.
Don and Mike, hello.
Getting a call here, I think.
Yeah, we're getting a call. Don, this call is for you.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
My name is not really important.
Okay, what can we do for you, sir?
I wanted to say that I think Don would make a great FBI agent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's very good. We'll pass that along. Don, what do you think of that?
Mike, I'm not talking to any more callers today.
Oh, come on now. This guy's got a compliment for you. He thinks you'd be a very good FBI agent, don't you, sir?
But his stories suck. The story just dragged out the show, man.
Oh, no, sorry. That was just like the last caller.
Yeah.
He's just a copycat,
that's
Paul.
Right.
He's just a copycat.
And, you know, copycats are the worst.
Yep.
Okay.
Love you, though, Buzz.
Why, thank you, sir.
Man, are you good.
Well, thank you, but really.
Is that a medium shirt you're wearing today or a small?
No, it is a medium, as a matter of fact.
You know, sir, you are a pure. No, I won't say it again.
What, are you going to say the word?
No, I'm not.
Don't say the word, Mike.
No, I won't say the word.
Don't say the word.
I'm not.
See, we can't air that either.
We're acting crazy now, ain't we?
Okay.
Oh, wow. This second day, and this is goofy.
Okay. So now we both said the F word.
It just feels good. It's just kind of like I purge it out of myself and you know.
Yeah.
There was a day that we couldn't do that, you know. Got so many protective nets around here now.
Yeah. Everybody hits a button. Everybody hits a freaking button. Well, Buzz, now I don't have time now to start the tale that, like it or not, I'm going to tell today. So, do you want to say it?
The tale that you're going to...
The word.
Oh, we have some delay. I can say it now?
Yeah, wait, the light's on, right, Rob? Do you trust us, Buzz?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Oh, no. Don't, Buzz.
don't do it.
Do you trust us? Let's see how much people like if they hear your vile language.
You sure you don't want to pick up a phone line first, just so I can hear some dial tone?
The way you speak. No, go ahead, Buzz.
Really?
Okay. He did it, too.
You know... This really, I think it's almost time to get the album out again.
Yeah.
You know, just really.
He did it too.
You think we'd sell any copies of the Don and Mike Show Uncut?
If we could sell it without the beeps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could sell it with just saying the F
Well, you
word.
Can do that.
We can
can't
do that.
You?
Sure.
I mean, you just have to put a little sticker on it.
Right.
But then you wouldn't be able to donate all proceeds to help burn victim kids But anyway, screw them.
I guess we just
screw them.
We just have to keep it ourselves.
You know,
I believe that
all the burn victims out there.
I believe that will get Mr. Broyle in here. Maybe not.
No,
I don't know.
No, the delay keeps building up.
It keeps going.
As long as there's a net.
F them.
Mm-hmm. Kidding, of course.
Just, yeah, of course. Of course, everything's said in a kidding manner.
Right. Wow.
This is, at least I think this is billed as a humorous show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how this show is sold.
Rightly so.
I'm just thinking how good this first segment would sound on an album.
Yeah.
It would be great. No, it wouldn't be great.
It'd be better, okay. Better than...
See, now we're really...
It'd be
now,
very, very
now
good.
Now we're really screwing you guys.
All right. Yeah,
because we'll now stop. We're doing a show that, that you can't...
But we feel better.
We're doing a show now that you can't even hear.
Right. And everybody that's on hold is probably having a blast listening to this.
Yeah, now they've got to hear all the F-bombs.
Right.
Boy, let's go to someone.
Feels great.
Let's...
Hello!
Yeah. Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Did you hear all the F-bombs?
Yes, I have.
Have you joined?
Hey, yes, I have. Hey, great. Agent Don.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it's great to hear you guys back on the air. I've been a longtime fan, and I just want to say, you know, you're getting a lot of ribbing about your stories, but, Don, I love the story.
It's been scientifically proven on BillO'Reilly.com. Everybody loves my story.
Everybody loves the story.
Everybody loves my story.
And that's a no-spin zone.
So please trust me when you know that I take that call, I entertain him only to entertain you.
Right.
Thank you, and...
Wait,
don't say it because we don't have any. I don't know if we have enough delay built up for another F bomb.
Right.
No. But listen, I love when you went on vacation and remember the a holes on your vacation.
Which vacation, sir? Thank you. They'll all be in my book. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it.
That was support.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think so.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say, Don, yeah. Rob. You guys are great. And you know, I actually like listening to you complain because it lets me know even millionaires have jobs that suck.
There you go.
Right.
That's very nice.
Right.
Kind words.
Yeah.
And now, listen, do we have enough delay? I mean, do you want to say it?
Oh, he didn't. He ran.
We gave someone the opportunity. Someone was sitting in the Regis chair for $1 million with a question, red, white, and what are the colors of the flag? And the guy said... I don't know.
There are people smashing their dashboards right now that wish they had that opportunity.
We don't just give blue. That away.
Blue is the answer we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And F was the word we were looking for.
Yeah, that's what we were looking for.
And now the moment has passed.
Yeah, it's old. It gets old as quick as it starts.
We've grown.
We've tried to give you the chance to experience the thrill of cussing on the radio.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing like it.
Nothing like saying it in the microphones. God, really.
And someday, well, maybe not while we're working, but someday, society will release us from these ridiculous goddamn rules that we have to follow. Although, you know, when Alan took us off the air last
week... I think that would get tedious, though.
I don't think Swift used it the right way, like on The Sopranos.
It's like pepper. Right. Use it in moderation, and right. It's very effective.
I think if we were allowed to talk on the air like we talk off the air...
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't come up as much as you think, but it would come up...
Wait, hold on. The way we talk off the air?
It would come up in other ways.
I'm talking specifically the way you and I speak. When it's you and me in the office together.
And I think we speak like regular guys do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't think I'm living in a cocoon here. I know when I go out with other guys, and I'm sure you do too, that it's F this or F that and you know, teats and S and MF and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it all out. It's just, it's part of the fabric. It's you know, it's, what, did you see that effing play?
Right, right.
Can you believe that effing coach? Mm-hmm. You know, it's, everything's effed.
Yeah, this is true.
But when you and I talk, what I'm saying is if we were allowed to use that language on the air, maybe it wouldn't always be in the form of an F-bomb. It wouldn't always be used as a deterrent.
Right.
It would be used as a noun, as an adverb.
To punctuate sentences.
All kinds of ways.
You know, oh, hey, we had a great effing time.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's where you use the F-bomb. And really, it can mean wonderful. It can mean fabulous.
And, of course... You know, we could dispatch those troublesome callers with two very effective words. You know, F you.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, once in a while. And is there anything really better than that?
Nothing more effective.
Not in our lifetime will it happen. However, last Thursday, my birthday, forgotten by Mike, but last Thursday, during the hurricane, the FCC was closed. They put out an announcement for one day, the FCC was closed.
Right.
And it was killing me. I was thinking, this is the day we could come in. You can say F all you want to on the radio.
No.
I mean, I know, Mike, I know they'd catch up.
Really probably wouldn't work that way.
But at least for one day, you could really work without a net.
Be like the, you know, the great fantasy day. And then, of course, we'd come into work the next day and someone would have called them. And we would have been shocked.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you don't have to work blue. You're funny without working blue.
I guess he told us.
See, I thought this guy was being like all the programmed. Are you still there?
They hung up.
There are fingers bleeding all over this building right now.
Yeah, I thought he was being funny. We've had so many PDs say to us in the last 18 years, you know, you guys, really, you don't have to work blue.
Right.
You know, look at Jerry Seinfeld. He doesn't work blue. Do your stories about, like, don't work blue. So this guy calls up and says, hey, you shouldn't work blue. We laugh. We think he's making a joke. Then he drops the F.
That was great.
Then he just drops it.
Yeah.
That was fun. It'll all be on the album.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The Prophet album. The For Prophet album.
Hello. Right.
Oh, Don and Mike.
With no money going to charity.
Right.
And that's what the album could be called. No proceeds go to charity.
Well, you know, I mean, the fact is we did one that went to charity. That's all you need to do.
Hello. We did it so long ago it was on cassette.
Right. The cassette tape that we signed. Nothing like signing copies of a cassette.
Going to Kent Mill Records for a big signing to sign our cassette.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Dude, we are right on the cusp of it, too, because if we had done it 6 months earlier, we would have been signing an 8-track.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Are you there?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
It's great to have you back on in Rochester Live.
Right.
And,
agreed.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
We agree.
And it's great to hear you, and I want to give Mike props for doing some of the finest voices out there.
Well, you know, we had that caller that called and, you know, was a fan of Don's, said he'd be a great agent, and we had Buzz's fan there, and then we had the real guy that called Don, and it's nice to finally be included in that.
Yeah. Well, your Arnold voice is tops, and listen, I have one last question and or request.
Yes.
Please get Cousin Luigi back on the program.
Wasn't he just on?
Yes, we just did that like a month ago.
He comes and goes.
He comes and goes.
We just
did it.
I missed him.
He'll be around again.
But anyway, thanks, guys. Keep it up.
All right, okay, thanks. Thank you. Take care. Miss him, write him.
I'm fine. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
You know, if we were on regular radio, that's a good punchline. People laugh.
Yeah.
If that, we get that guy, it's a pleasant guy, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I say to him, very nice voice, thanks for the effing call.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we
all laugh.
And no one got to hear it.
Well, these people on hold did. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. How about Joe in Milwaukee? Joe? No, hold on here. Joe in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Joe.
Yeah. Yay, I got to hear it, and I'm ready to say it.
No,
you can't do it anymore. We're out of LA.
I got to hang up on you, Joe. One guy's already said it.
We can be heard in Milwaukee?
According to the screen.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything about the network. It wouldn't be another market that we don't know we're on in.
It very well could be. I was told after we got off the air yesterday, the list of stations that I read was wrong.
Was incomplete?
They're looking into it, Mike.
Huh. Okay.
They're looking into it.
Very, very good.
Look at both eyes, and big glasses, big gigantic glasses. They're looking at him.
Harry Potter glasses.
I did a commercial today for the guy who did my laser eye surgery, one of those endorsement deals. Mike, you do these things like for the golf thing.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So I'm reading the copy, and just a quick note, it is for laser eye surgery. quick note to the gal here who wrote the copy. Lovely Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how the copy. Robbie, could you grab the copy?
I think I threw it away. If it doesn't have goo on it, I'll give it.
Okay, if it doesn't have goo. So it's a small thing, really. And God knows I butcher the language on a regular basis, so who am I to complain? But, you know, hey, I'm here and you guys are there, so I can do it. Anyway, I get this copy, and just bear with me for a second.
Okay.
You got it, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, besides, and I'll let this one go.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, when you are missing, it should be Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, you know, Y-O-U-R, when you are missing.
A lot of people
do that. That's fine.
I hate it.
Here's how it says. Script for Don. Hello, all you four eyes out there. I use USE to be one of you. I use to have the big glasses and contact lenses.
Odd.
Now.
Well, wait, is it too much effort to find the D on the word processor?
Well, the word dumb starts with D. The word ditz starts with D. The word dick starts with D.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she's heard at least one of the three words I just threw out.
Right, right.
Anyway.
I use,
and I read it like that.
Oh.
The first tape I read it like that, and I thought, no,
yeah.
No, you know, I don't want people to... I use, and that's how I pronounce it, I use to be one of you. I use to have glasses and contact lenses.
Wow, this was worth bringing in.
It's you.
Thank you.
USED, use.
It's the well-oiled commercial machine.
Anyway. Those are the same fine people that are selling spots to your Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Absolutely.
Let's get a caller 100 here. Phone number is 877. What, Robbie?
There's your read. Do you want to play it?
No. Is it the fixed one?
I think it's fixed. Isn't it?
I don't want to hear it then. let them run it when they pay for it. That's not great theater like your FBI ad.
That's true.
Attention. Have you wanted to be a special agent?
Hello there. Would you like to be on the Bureau of Investigation?
We'll take a call 100 right now. A prize package we've selected especially for you. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
You know, we just did that whole thing, and we don't have the right record.
You were queuing up a record, a digital, on the digital audio player.
Rob, we spent...
And it was going, I listened to like a half an hour of you going, get into the right part of the record.
Hey, what happened?
What happened? Did you?
I don't know. I didn't. It went to cut number 5.
Weird.
Now, just take that to 406, because we know the spot. Hey, hi, everybody.
Wasn't it Our Lanes?
No.
Who was it?
Fire Seasons.
Fire Seasons, that's right. Sounds like Our Lanes.
Fire Seasons. It's a fade-in.
Yeah, I like picking it up after it fades in.
I think it was right about there.
Okay?
Try that. Let's
try this.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Tight makes right, right?
Right. And of course, this is the Four Seasons. And it's a CD player that I was talking about.
What did you say?
I said you were queuing up the digital thing.
Yeah. Digital here? Please.
Because I was hearing the...
Here's how it starts. I hated this when I was a disc jockey with this record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horrible.
You can't do anything.
The worst thing you can do to a disc jockey is start a record like that.
Fades in.
Yeah. That's awful coming out of a jingle.
So it's like,
blame the Beatles.
You gotta wait until you get it. And then right about here, I would always cue it up to here. Bum, bum.
Yeah.
Okay. You said that to 406?
I can.
406.
Hey, what happened?
406-69, and then we're set. We can do it again perfectly coming out of the break.
Then we're spent.
And roll up.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Yeah. There it is.
Mildly perfect. Cross-eyed. Uh-huh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All that work from goddamn Frankie Valli.
He'd appreciate it.
All that work for that Goomba. Frankie Valli. A friend of the show, I can say that.
Yeah. Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, am I caller 100?
Yes, you are. Hi.
Yes,
no, we're not. Hi, what's your name?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you from?
Pasadena.
Rebecca, you've won the Rock Me Baby prize pack. Be sure to tune into tonight's episode of Rock Me Baby on UPN. And you've also won the DVD box set of 24 Season 2. Now get it on Divid in a 7-disc collector's edition. 24 Season 2. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And Rob was telling me last week this show, Rock Me Baby.
Yes. This is the one about the shock jock?
That's a shocking shock.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You logged how much time with it? Did you log a full minute with it?
I of course watched the whole program, Don, and
come
I'll
on.
Okay, about 90 seconds. But here's the deal. Yeah. It's Dan Cortez, the guy from MTV.
Oh.
And he's a shock jock. He has a newsman that he has a nice repartee with, and his wife has a baby, and it's changing him.
Oh.
Good thing, because my dig this. By day, he's a shock jock.
Right.
Yeah. But when he goes home,
he's a family man.
He's got to be a regular guy. Now, why didn't they call me for that job?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why? Are you saying Dan Cortez is better looking than me?
Maybe he's more shocking than you.
You're not going to hear that from me. I won't spin those kind of lies.
I know this. I ain't a handsome man. But the last time I checked that guy, Dan Cortez, he's a freaking gazelle.
You're a much better actor.
And that's not saying much.
He got your gig on MTV Sports, too. Weren't you supposed to have that gig?
Wasn't he famous for 5 minutes because...
What did he do?
He tied
something.
A bandana around his head and he...
And he was on some show and he was real popular.
He's like a rock climber on MTV or something like that.
He went rock climbing with George Costanza. He was the Mimbo on Seinfeld, too.
Yeah, wore his hair backwards and everything. I mean, his hat backwards.
Body cast.
His hair backwards. Anyway, there's the plug that we're looking for UPN.
I just know I don't like him.
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Let me give you a slice of what shock life is really like, shock radio.
Yeah.
If you really have a real wife. I don't have one of those, like TV wives.
Hello.
There she is. This is my real wife. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetheart.
Now, listen. Rather than me running off at the mouth about what happened to the car at FedEx Field, and I do definitely have my story of what happened, my wife was also there. So I'll ask my wife.
She was with you after the game, walking out to the parking lot.
To tell you,
it's like I
happened.
Get to take the witness stand.
Yes, please.
In my own words.
And I hope the people at FedEx Field are listening right now to this.
All right.
And
we
arrive.
Judge.
Pardon me?
Judge Judy, can I go?
Well, no, hold on. I'm going to lead you on.
Oh, all right.
Lead you in?
Lead the witness.
You're not going to lead her on. You're going to lead her in.
Yeah, here you go. Well, yeah. All roads lead to I wish you could say that. F FedEx Field.
Okay.
Really. Not only do we pay through the friggin' nose for the seats, we pay for the right to park our car in the orange lot.
Now, how good is the orange lot?
Not as good as the purple lot.
So there's a lot ahead of you.
But better than the blue lot.
No. All right.
So we're right in the middle. We arrive at the game for the Redskins game on Sunday. Redskins against the Giants. I don't know.
More than an hour ahead of time. I know, because...
I like getting there early. I like getting there early.
I looked at my watch and think, we're here at about 3:15, well, 4 o'clock game.
You beat the traffic, you have a couple of pops, you have a couple of drinks outside.
That's the way to do it.
You go inside, you look at Rob's gigantic bald spot. Oh, and honey, now hold on. He doesn't want to hear this.
Baldy.
Tell Rob, you were in the stands, you saw him doing his Modell's, got to go to most thing on the field.
Rob, I think you're a very handsome man, but there's not any doubt in my mind that one day you will have the hairline of Willard Scott.
Well, I believe that you may think I'm handsome, but no, it's really, you know, and this was the problem, and I warned you my flat top was in horrible shape.
You are going bald.
No.
Are you prepared to admit this?
Your flat top is absent
in
certain
places. The problem is I have a receding hairline, slight. Up front, but on top, I'm fine.
This man is.
We need to bring someone in here.
You know what we need?
Who is the follicle expert?
No. Oh, here's all we need is a tape measure. Just to measure, because Rob has a giant head.
Right.
We'll measure the circumference of his head.
Yeah.
And then measure.
I think it's 20,
the bald spot.
Right. Rob, it's not that you don't have that much hair. It's just you have too much head.
Oh, so
lean forward. Let me look at it without.
Well,
like,
it's not up straight, but you see, it's flat.
To really look at the crown.
No, it's not, Rob.
It's absolutely not.
You have a bald spot.
No, I don't. It's the nature of
you have.
Rose.
All right, listen. You're dismissed.
Fine.
I thank you for corroborating my statement.
How many
Rob?
Fans are like there at FedEx Field who would agree with us?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we could probably get the opinion
anybody
of thousands.
Anybody who's been at the stadium, you don't even have to see him when they put his face on the jumbotron. You can be sitting up in the nosebleed seats. And trust me, when Rob goes out on the field...
Buzz was trying to get a good look at it, Rob.
To do his announcement.
I stood up on my chair and looked from behind it. A little sparse. I can't really tell, you know, if that's baldness or...
You see, it's because now, Rob claims that it's because he keeps his hair cropped so short.
And it's especially, it's the way you do a flat top. And it's not up today, but...
Joe, just let me know when you get the calls from people who have been at FedEx who can
tell
us...
all of them liars.
If Rob is going bald or not. But that's neither here nor there.
I will always know the truth.
Always. The bald truth. So we arrive early to the game. Right. And part of the reason we arrive early is you have a couple of drinks outside. You go into the client tent. You get a couple of free drinks. Then you go sit in the stands 15 minutes before the game.
That's right. We arrive early because you love to socialize in the client tent.
I just like getting there early. That's
face it. It's got nothing to do with the social atmosphere. You are just...
I go to the client and I hide. I just hide in the back. I just
I mean, that who can blame you for that?
Really? Just get a couple of free drinks. Honey, hold on.
It's like going into a kennel.
We have a guy who was at the stadium and saw Rob's head. Brian.
Yes, Rob, hate your bald spot?
Have you seen Rob at the game?
Yes, I did. I was we were 10th row in the end zone on the Giants side, and I was wondering if there was a glare. I really couldn't see where Rob was standing.
All right, now maybe that's just a ball busting call. Here's Steve, who also says he's seen Rob at the stadium. Steve.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Welcome back, by the way. Yeah, I've seen Derek Fuhrer's head and his bald spot.
There's two confirmations. And you have my wife. You know she doesn't lie, Rob.
I know.
And you know she likes you.
I know.
She's very fond of you.
I disagree.
Okay. So we're at the stadium.
But time will tell.
And here's the deal. We're at the stadium so early that in the vast orange parking lot, we have pretty much carte blanche. We can park wherever we want.
So you
want
to go up, I guess, as close to the purple section, right? Or
so we get close to the stadium.
You're a big one for since having gone to a game with you. You figure out not exactly how to get close, but where to park so that when it's time to get out of there, you can shoot right out of there, right?
Smart. He likes to park at the end of a row so that he can leave quickly.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wants, you know, I'm all for being with those 80,000 people when the game's over.
Oh, you want to get out of there.
I don't want to be anywhere near them. So we go to the end of an aisle.
When do I start?
Well, just a moment. Your testimony is very important here.
Okay.
We go to the end of the aisle. And there are, if you look at the way the parking stripes go, the way they've painted them, there are two spots left at the end of a row.
Okay.
However, the people at FedEx Field have moved a jersey wall going sideways over the furthermost parking spot.
Kind of a diagonal?
Yes. Yeah. So what they've done is they've eliminated the last parking spot.
The cherry parking space.
Right. They've eliminated the last parking place because there is a jersey wall in it. So at the end of this row we're looking at, there are 1.5 spaces.
So, I say to Frida...
What happens is you start to park the way everybody else is in that row. And the people tailgating behind you said, hey, no one's ever going to fit in that half a space. You know, don't sweat it because you have a big SUV.
I was backing into the spot where there were lines. I thought, wow, this would be great. No one will park on my left-hand side because the jersey wall is...
Yeah, you have a little extra room to maneuvering room to get out of there when the game's over.
Who's blocking it? The guy that behind us says, hey, no one's going to get in that spot like Frida said. So we said, great, we left, we go.
So you parked, you didn't sweat about being in the lines because there was only a space and a half left because of the jersey wall. So, right, you moved more into the middle of the space and a half left, and we went on.
So we are leaving the game now, and we've stayed longer than we normally do, and there are other people starting to come out with us. It was an exciting game, and as we get close to the car, Frida says, our car's not in the same spot.
That's weird. I said, that's weird. How did that guy fit in that half a spot? I don't get it.
And I said,
it was just confusing.
I said, you're nuts. The car, look at the car, is right where we left it. And as we got closer to the car, we noticed that indeed, either magically the jersey wall had been moved,
right,
or God had just moved the entire situation. Well, we're looking at this, and I'm looking at the fact that my car is now dinged up next to the jersey wall with a flat tire.
And within the lines that we weren't worried about being within before.
And the same
thing... Wait, let me see if I got this straight. You say your car... So you leave, and there's a jersey wall here with a half a parking space, and then there's
you. Here's a picture. Okay, now see if you can describe this to people.
Okay, all right. There's a space here, right?
These parking spots.
The last two spaces in the row.
Right.
Right.
In the middle of the last space, the empty space.
They have a jersey wall at an angle like this.
Okay, gotcha.
So can you explain that?
Yeah, what it is when you, in the very last space next to where your car, they have not completely blocked off the space, but they have put a diagonal jersey wall going at the very front of the space. So what you have there is, in the very last row, a space that you can't get into.
Correct. Right. So right. The tailgater says, you might as well just move over and take the room because that...
When you come back out, there's a car in that space where the jersey wall was.
The jersey wall was.
My car.
We are now parked between the lines, squished in, you know, like we had intended to be had there not been the jersey wall.
What the people at FedEx Field did was, first, they moved the jersey wall,
okay.
So I guess where it should have been to begin with.
Which is putting the last space on the right side of the jersey wall.
Yeah. And then what they did was, and we found this out from the guy who's watched us park.
As we're changing our tire and passerbys are chatting with us.
The guy says, oh yeah, they towed your car.
They moved it with a tow truck.
Now, here's rule number one, and I'm not the most mechanically inclined guy in the world. You don't tow a parked car. I mean, if you tow a parked car, you tow it somewhere. You lift up the front wheel.
Yeah, you tow it and put a boot on it if you're doing parking enforcement.
Well, what they did was, and you can see the marks on my car, and you can see the marks in the parking lot where they dragged my car to move it to fit with the new parking space that they made.
Wow.
Now, I'm not doing a great job of explaining this. Honey, this is where I need your
Show
expert.
Me on the diagram what they did to your car.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how they maneuvered the thing.
To begin with.
But our car had previously been kind of in the middle of two spaces.
Gotcha.
Because of this
now I understand.
Wall.
Okay, now
when we came back, our car had been towed and picked up and moved so that it is now completely within a regular parking place, and there were scratches all over the ground. Oh. The people who were walking by are telling us this, said, yeah, look at these marks all over the ground. They had a tow truck picking up your front end, moving your car around.
And the tire was flat.
And the tire is flat. Oh. And because now they've moved us.
What was the reason for this?
To make another space.
This is why I've said, this is what's great about having a radio show.
Yeah.
And that guy who called and said, you don't like me, complain. Well, too bad. Mm-hmm. When life serves you a big plate of injustice, I hope you get a radio show so you can do what I'm going to do. And I thought I could call the Redskins, or I could call FedEx Field,
right.
Or I could just say on the radio, fix my car.
Yeah.
My car is out of line. My car has body damage to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you owe me a tire.
So what they did was, because the little barrier was not put in the right place to start with,
right.
They corrected the situation by moving the barrier and then hauling your car over.
Correct.
Yeah, and you know what, come to think of it, so what happened was, there wasn't another car next to the barrier now. They did make one more space, but they scooted us over and they put in a car in between the rest of the cars and us.
And I want to thank them. I want to thank them also, honey, because when they moved our car...
Yeah, they moved it close to the jersey wall.
They gave us...
When we had to change the flat tire, we could barely squeeze in there to change the...
I measured. We had 7 inches. I couldn't open the driver's side door.
Right.
Because there was only 7 inches between the car and the jersey wall.
Well, anybody that's been out there, I mean, knows that whether you have paid parking or not, it's the greatest CF in the world as far as a sporting event.
So we were the show for all the people leaving
and
the game.
I can't tell you, humiliating beyond humiliation to have the drunk, great unwashed, myself included, you know, coming out of the stadium. And everybody, you know, whether they were a Giants fan or a Redskins fan.
Well, we weren't unwashed until we had to roll around on the ground.
They're coming by and going, people who are drunk either going, woo, Giants rule!
Yeah.
Redskins, hey!
You know, the bottom line is,
you got a flat tire!
You have a parking pass. You're in the lot that you are supposed to be in. They really don't have any right to move your car around, but I guess, you know, the way that works out there is they do whatever the hell they want to do.
Needed that one space.
Well, I figured... Hey, can you find me patches? I figured that I know I know somebody at the Redskins. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Same way the last guy that I made up was a good friend of mine. I said was a good friend of mine.
Sure.
Mikey's a friend of ours.
Right, of course.
And his name is Daniel Snyder. And I know that Dan doesn't want this type of customer dissatisfaction at FedEx Field. Where
how could he possibly want anybody to be unhappy?
Where your car is moved without your permission, and the body is dented, and your tire is ruined.
Wow, that's bad PR. Very nice of him to do that.
And we asked more than one. Well, I asked more than one FedEx guy, one of the guys in the orange vests. I said, "Hey, what happened?" And I got the best answer. We contract that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's somebody that comes out.
Yeah, well, why should anybody take time?
I don't know. No. And then my wife says, well, do that thing. Call that thing. Call that OnStar.
Call the thing with the guy in the thing.
Call the guy, right? So
We called the 1-800 number.
So we called the 1-800 number, and they were pleasant.
They'll get somebody right out of go against traffic.
The guy laughs. Yeah. The guy on the phone laughs at me. We said, right. Where are you at? I said, FedEx Field. He said, and you want me to come there now when the game is letting out? I said, yeah. He said, I'll see you in 5 hours.
Right.
And it was and part of the reason we called the guy was we didn't think we had enough room to jack the car up and just change the tire on our own.
Yeah, God. And just having that conversation with the people, too, it's like, well, what's your address? Well, we're at FedEx Field.
So obviously your tire got flat as they were carefully, like, ripping out the undercarriage, your car, making your car go sideways.
I know that one guy's upset, but too bad.
It's a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook?
Donald or Domingo?
Get to patch it up, baby.
Here's what I want from the Redskins. From FedEx Field.
All right.
We got to patch it up.
First, you got to fix the alignment on my car.
Yeah.
I swear to God, the alignment is effed up. It's like when I drive down the road now,
right,
the car wants to go left all the time.
Actually wants to go in a complete left-hand circle.
Alignment. Now, as far as the tire goes, you could take one of those patches that you're wearing on your uniform.
Fill the tire back up with air and patch it.
And put a GSS patch on it like the Redskins are wearing on their uniform. But really, I'm serious about this, Dan Snyder, because you're big on the patches on the uniforms.
Ooh, Danny boy.
I want to tell you something. I don't mind the fact that you're killing me on ticket prices. I don't mind that I got to wait in a line to get into a stadium and then wait in a line to take an escalator, to wait in a line to take a leak, to watch a football team. It's okay because I love the football team. But listen, squirt, you effed up my ride.
Right.
You effed up my ride.
That's your property, man.
And I have witnesses. The people behind us in the white Chevy van that were tailgating.
Drink until midnight. That's the time you want to leave the game.
And it was just, a lot of you out there delight in what happens to me, good or bad. But those of you who love bad things happening to me, you would love this.
And people laughing at you the whole time.
People laugh, and not even so much laughing. It was just the drunk revelry of leaving the game.
There you go, you.
Then when they would get to us, they'd go, flat tire.
There you go.
Yes, hey, congratulations on that. Yes, it's a flat tire. Now, and I said this at the time, and I realized I wouldn't do this either. Nobody, when they were walking by, laughing at us on the ground, changing the tire, with the jersey wall 7 inches away,
right,
said, can I give you a hand?
Oh no.
Now, and I thought, I said that at the time, and I thought that I wouldn't either. I'd walk by and go,
no, everybody's, and it's also the land, I've said this when we went Thursday night. That is the land of me. You've got the me people there. Uh-huh. They're the people that have the tickets.
Hold on.
You know, they're the people. It's all about me. Mm-hmm.
Hello, James.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to add to your story. You know, I'm one of those guys that gets there 3 hours ahead of time and drinks a lot of beer.
Right.
And, we're way after out in Jericho parking out there in the blue section. It's like 2 mile hike up there. Now they have no parking available.
Right.
But anyways, we were climbing up there about, 10 minutes before the game, and we passed through the orange section. And there was row after row of cars not even parked yet. They were just backed up for miles.
So, here's a shock. I wouldn't be surprised if they had, more cars than they had parking places.
Absolutely. That's the problem.
You know, don't
As you're trying to squeeze every nickel you can out of the patrons.
Here's my thing. Don't penalize me. I arrived there early. I picked a spot on the end. You, Danny, you moved the jersey wall so that there weren't room for two cars to park there. And later when you walked through and you must have smelled the money when you were walking around the stadium going, where can we extract another dollar? Where can you say, wait, hold on. Why is there a jersey wall there?
You know, the bottom line.
Move that jersey wall, tow that car, drag that car, get another car in there.
Let me ask you this, because you get there early. As somebody who has and pays for better parking, is it really that big a difference? Don't you think he ought to just let it all? I think he ought to leave that. You know, everybody ought to just be able to park wherever the hell they want.
That would never work.
Why not?
It's like stadium seating.
I have been to many sporting events back at Giant Stadium where it used to be just drive in. And you know who got the best parking space? The guy that got there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Then he smells the money. He's not going to get the extra money that he gets.
No, it's
people
about
who pay for the parking.
It's all about money.
So
it's all about money.
So listen, all I want to say is I'm very serious about this FedEx Field. I'm not doing a bit here. My car is going in the shop, and I'm sending you the bill. I swear to Christ, I'm sending you the bill.
I've seen the scratches on your paint on the back and on the side. You got a flat tire out of the deal, and you say it's out of alignment.
But getting back to the whole parking situation, the people that are saying there's nowhere to park anymore. What did he do? He privatized all the like public lots, all the people, the churches, yards and stuff like that.
Long story, he lost the Cap Center.
Right.
Because the Cap Center is now being turned into a shopping mall. So
that's where he used to shuttle people over.
Right.
All right.
So now because we pay the exorbitant fee to get the orange tag, we get a spot that's only half a mile from the stadium, which is fine.
But people literally walk miles to get get to the stadium. It's horrible.
So listen, Snyder. Hey, midget boy. Hey, shoe lift. Hey, patches. What about my car? You little dick. Why don't you get in your Stuart little plane, drive over here today, fly over here.
Oh, he might get attacked by a bird.
Get in your Stuart little car, and then get in your Stuart little plane, and fly over here, and climb in my pocket, and you and I can work this out. Now, here's a question. Let's take this one from Green Bay. Joelle?
Yeah, this is Joelle.
Hi, Joelle.
Hi. I hate to ask a stupid question, but I go to Packer games all the time, and I don't know what a jersey wall is.
A jersey wall is those things that you see on the highway where they're doing construction.
They are little 4 foot to 5 feet lengths of concrete that separate highway lanes.
Barriers.
Thank you very much.
You have them out there. How does it work in Green Bay?
I think more temporary things, not necessarily the big concrete ones.
No, stadium parking.
I meant the parking. Duh.
He was focused on the barriers.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you for enlightening me, though.
Bye-bye. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Go Pack, go.
Go. Go. Also, I have another announcement I'd like to make. Rob Spielak's tires are bald.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
I went to the game on Sunday, and I went with a friend of mine who has season tickets, and then she also pays to have the parking pass, too.
Right.
And she's got one for the cash lot, a parking pass that actually says cash lot on it. It was just the biggest pain in the ass to find where we had to go.
Here's what you want to do. You want to get into my class action suit that I'll be taking against Daniel Snyder.
I know you've got your specific gripe, but having gone out there and viewing it firsthand for the first time in a while, is there any solution? Is there any? Does anybody come up with anything to make it more fan-friendly?
It is really effed. Frida gives me crap, but the reason I arrive early is to make sure I get a parking spot.
That's even though you have paid
for an
exclusive lot.
But anyway, that's it. Redskins, FedEx Field, whoever. You moved my car. You effed up my car. I have digital pictures of it. So what are you going to do to make it right?
and you're a season ticket holder.
Oh, that matters.
No, it doesn't. And you know why?
That matters.
Because the people
not.
In this town
because
accept it.
Because if I give up my tickets, well, first off, you can't give up your tickets because it's a contract.
Right.
So
right.
I have to pay for 5 years. But if I gave up the contract on the tickets in 5 years.
Right.
Hello, they got a waiting list of 100,000 other schmucks like me waiting to go in there.
It's the ticket.
And ruin their life savings.
And people accept it. That's what it is.
Okay, let's
They're the some of the greatest fans in the NFL are Redskins fans. They're the most passionate fans in the NFL. And
Ben,
they accept it.
Ben in Buffalo. Ben.
What's up, buddy?
Ben, do you go to Bills games?
All the time.
It's not effed up like this, right?
No, not at all. We still pay $15-$20 just to get in there and park, but people park wherever they want, set their... You get to set your lawn chairs up. And
that's
sit down. You can have
the
a
way
right next
it's
to you.
Supposed to be. You
that's
pay.
Right.
You have a $20 bill in your hand on game day. Yeah, is it expensive? Yeah. But then you get there early, and you park wherever you want, and anybody can go, and the early bird gets the worm. That
exactly.
is the solution. But you know what? The team will not make as much money if it's done that way.
Here,
the team makes money by offering the parking as a perk.
Team. All right, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Oh, and on behalf of...
And they
of,
put two porta-potties out there so that your bladder ruptures.
And on behalf of my fantasy football team, now 0-3, you make sure you thank your guys down there.
Listen.
I'm really glad I loaded up on the Buffalo Bills this week.
I got Henry on my team, too. At least he's scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that I got Bobby Shaw, and I'm really glad that I got Jake Reed on my team.
Did you lose your third in a row?
Yes.
I'm 3-0. He's scoring touchdowns. I'm in a touchdown only league, though.
Wait,
so
what
I
is
don't
your
count.
Record, Mike? 1-1-1 or 2-0-1?
I am 2-0-1.
Well, it's early.
I'm in first place.
Congratulations.
I'm in first place.
It's early.
And I've had my reserve quarterback in there. You know, I mean, Kurt Warner went down the first week of the season, and you know, I've had my backup quarterback, Kerry Collins, and
you should save this for tomorrow when we have our full fantasy recap.
Oh, right. Good.
Well, we do it on Wednesdays when the computer gives us all the final stuff.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm very happy with the way my team is performing.
How's the sensation? What does it feel like when a quarterback actually has a point with a plus in front of it?
I can't believe your record with your quarterback. That's horrible.
You know, Donovan.
Well, you didn't start Donovan McNabb.
Couldn't. He was on a bye week.
He was on a bye. Who did you start?
I had my best week at quarterback this week. Joey Harrington only posted -1.
Oh, God.
Do you know how low I am now? Do you know that I played Buzz, and I think the score was 125-18?
Oh, God.
I have a team, and I got 18 points.
103-25.
Now.
Buzz, what's your record?
I am 2-1 now.
2-1. And is Charlie 3-0?
No, John Norman is.
That John Norman is 3-0.
Yes,
Charlie's 1-2. Now, we should save this for tomorrow.
So what we're saying, I know we're saving it for tomorrow, but I just want to make sure that, so I basically have the best record of anybody in the room.
In the room, yes.
And number one in our division.
Right, and I'm leading my division.
Send a thank you note to my good man, Scoreless Price.
And you know, really, my superstars haven't even kicked into overdrive yet.
Hey, that's great.
Edgerrin James and LaDainian Tomlinson have not really...
They're going to be penalized for this time tomorrow during Fantasy
Round. It's killing them.
I'll give you your prompt.
All right,
I'm willing to say my team sucks ass, but let's do it tomorrow and we have the full round.
Right, we'll talk about football tomorrow.
Because I know that
talk about baseball today. Four games, magic number.
Keep jinxing it. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
I used to work at a ski resort in Vermont, and we used to tow cars around the parking lot with a pickup truck because they'd leave them in the wrong spot. So you're not alone.
But you're one of the guys that did it.
Yeah, most of the time it was because somebody did something stupid. It wasn't just because we wanted another spot. It's because somebody would take.
What do you mean you towed cars with a pickup truck?
You would hook a tow strap or a chain to it and slide them around the parking lot.
Slide, drag.
So you wouldn't even have, like, lift the cars? You just drag?
And that's part of the problem with the damage on my car. It was obviously not lifted. It was dragged.
Almost right.
Almost as though they took it from the rear. Well, that's what it sounds
That'll
like.
That'll cause damage.
Yeah, it'll hurt your drivetrain and your axles and stuff.
All I know is I woke up and there was blood coming out of my tailpipe. That's all I know. Thank you.
No problem.
We got
no problem. Yeah. Thanks. Nice talking to you.
We used to
drag the cars around the parking lot. Hump.
We got to run. So anyway, listen. That's my complaint. My latest complaint with your Washington Redskins. You know, take the 2-1. I'm happy about that.
See, I really think, and I've been talking about this the whole time. This is a catalyst for you to be
a parking activist at FedEx Field.
I don't want to be an activist. I just want my goddamn car fixed.
Yeah.
I just want my goddamn car fixed. And you sons of bitches, think about all the people who don't have radio shows who come out after one of the games and find out that you've taken a tow truck and just slid their car somewhere so that you can get another parking space.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus.
If they,
Jesus.
Let me just say one more thing.
You're not even 3-0.
If you went,
if you were 3-0, I wouldn't be so mad.
See, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
If you just pulled into the main gate and they charged you $10 and you could park wherever you want, do you think, don't you think that would be a better system?
Now, how can this be? A guy says, I deserved it.
He's not listening to me.
How could I deserve this? Hello?
Well, how could you park? You got a spot and a half to park in, right? So you park in the middle of the spot? Why not just in one spot? In between the lines.
Okay, if you pulled into a lot and you were the last, there were two parking spots left at the end of a lane, and there was a gigantic concrete jersey wall over half of one of the parking spots, you mean you wouldn't take the middle there? You would just, you would park directly next to the car next to you and leave that?
Sure.
Well, you would? Well, you're a pussy. That's the difference between us, and I'm a man. I get there. I stake out the territory.
Yeah, well, it's that Clemson sticker.
What? Pardon?
It's that Clemson sticker.
Is this like a stalker?
A dick.
No, I had that guy say that to me one time. Well, it must be the Clemson. Some guy.
Oh, all right.
You know, this is just some dick from Hagerstown calling from area code 240.
Great city.
No.
I got your number, Dick. Don't do this today. Don't do this today. I'm just ragging out about something, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd park in one spot. Why park in the middle?
Because the reasonable expectation is if there's a concrete wall in the other spot, nobody else is going to park there.
But you know what?
Oh, it's not a wall. It's a barrier. They can be moved.
This is it, but it's a moot point because let's face it. No matter what I say, I'll be going to the next game, and I'll be going to the game after that, and the game after that, and the game after that.
Mm. Well, don't get me wrong. I think they should fix your car.
And you won't be. Yeah. Oh, but now you think they should fix my car.
Well, yeah, but still, I would still would have parked in one spot.
Now, how do you know?
I don't believe him.
How do you know?
You don't know.
Sure,
well, now listen, and I'm not gonna. One of the things I said, we came back. I'm not gonna let the show degrade to this. And I did it with a guy when I said he put BM on his face.
Right.
You know what? Let me think about it. You're right. I'm sure when you go to the game, there's always room for your moped.
You say it.
There's always room for your moped.
And he doesn't listen. Bad listener.
Can I say it?
What, the F word?
Yeah.
No way.
No, you're not allowed because we're not doing that anymore. But you can say something if it's like family oriented. You can say something mean, but you can't say the F word. Can we agree on that?
Okay. You.
Dumbass.
There he goes.
And it always works. When's it going to stop working?
Never.
Let's get one more from Canada.
Oh.
From Toronto.
Hey.
From Toronto, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Look, if you guys had parked at the Sky Dome,
yeah,
you know what? That vehicle, it would have been tagged, towed, and impounded.
That's the way they do it?
I guarantee you right now, it probably would have cost you $300 to get it back out of the pound.
Well, that's what's wrong with Toronto. That's Canada. That's Canada.
But I got another comment for you, though.
If I had gone to the Sky Dome, there wouldn't be... There's never a problem.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any problem parking.
I could have parked at second base on the field. And no one would give a crap.
No, you got a good point there. But, you know, at the same time, if you go down the... Like, I got friends in Ohio. If you go down there, I would imagine you probably wouldn't have any problems. But... I guess it's with different territories. You've got different companies that operate the parking lots.
He's railing against Canada in some way, and who knows? Yes, I know, Rob. Bad Canadian.
Are you pro or anti-Canada?
He doesn't know.
I'm pro.
You're pro-Canada.
From Toronto, so.
Well, you know what that is? That's USA North. That's all that is. That's the 53rd state.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the United States, only with a few less handgun murders.
Your state 53, your state 53, and Mexico state 54. And I'll tell you what the grand plan is. We're going to move all the Mexicans up where you live. That's the grand plan for reorganization.
I wish we could make you guys a deal. I wish we could take all of Quebec and send them down to Mexico. We take the Mexicans, not a problem.
Yeah, that's the whole French,
the French
English,
thing?
English-speaking, French-speaking, Canadian debate.
Strangely, yeah, I'm intrigued.
I think you have a taker.
I think you might be able to find someone to support your cause.
I think my big head can oversee this.
Hey, all right, now that you guys have got this contract with Westwood One, when can we expect to have some more radio broadcasts up here? Because I'm picking it up on
BUF in Buffalo? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that something the network? I don't know.
It'll spread.
If they want to make some money, they're going to sell the show. One more call, it says we have to take before we go to break. Noah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Welcome back from the time away. I believe it was Thursday night, your good buddy, Sue Palka, who you like to call Sam Palka.
Sam Palka, yeah.
Weather lady.
What is the African American lady's name?
Tracy Neal. She's
Tracy Neal is the hottie. You're a hottie.
She was.
Anyway, I digress. I swear to God, they made a fluff, Don. I thought you'd be all over it. They said, you know, they're doing the hurricane thing, and they go, and now to Sue Palka.
Dude, that's even better.
I promise you.
Sue Palka.
I would have seen it and laughed if I would have had power.
Sue Palka.
All right, bye-bye. See you later.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Tracy's lips are perfect.
Not only would I like to see her, I'd like to make her. Neal. Tracy Neal.
She is hot. And you know what? I mean, really, all the other anchors could just take a page out of that book. Because she does the plunging neckline better than anybody does the plunging neckline.
But
you've seen her, like, when they do the wide shot. She's got them, right?
She's got ample bosoms.
She does? Yeah.
She really, and I told you, there was a guy that was, like, at the local... anything who said that she wore a low-cut thing and that her jugs, she must be one of those girls that wears a bra that really straps them down. But I guess she's just got this big gigantic, you know.
I like that guy. That's Stu Palka, might be.
Stu
Palka.
Hey, Stu. Okay, got a break. Be right back. Oops. No. We never took the call. Yes, we did take the caller 100, Rob. We did. You know why you loaded that in there?
Why?
Because you're bald.
Hey! Stop it! The bald face lies.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael, it's nice to know Singular Wireless was available when home phone lines were useless due to Hurricane Isabel.
You're right, Donnie. And Singular's on your side with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get Family Talk with Rollover.
Huh?
Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month.
Plan start at $39.99 or share your minutes on one bill. Need phones? Singular lets you be the hero and score free points for the entire month of September. Every phone is free when you sign up for 2 years of Singular service, and you get a TDMA or a multi-network phone free.
Singular is on your side. Switch today and get a $25 Singular gift card, good towards phones, accessories, or even minutes.
Keep connected and switch to Singular Wireless. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR, log on to singular.com, or visit any Singular Wireless store in your area. That would be our area, but your area.
Right.
They have dozens of them.
And make sure you tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
End of line read, produce, and speed up tag.
Certain restrictions apply. See Singular Wireless store for details now on the show. To survive for the boy. So, thank you. Beg your pardon.
I got 3 seconds. Buzz, is your mic on?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Say Singular Wireless.
Nice talking.
Singular Wireless.
Thank you. Okay.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own. Commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really give the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, 4, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Beat Square. The song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics.
But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Right.
Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, we do have another giveaway later in the show. We'll play a game here in a couple of breaks. We're going to give away round-trip airline tickets for you to fly on Southwest Airlines.
Good.
To any destination of your choice, Southwest Airlines offers 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader.
Wonderful.
That away shortly here, Don and Mike show on Westwood One.
That's happy. Those are happy laughs you're hearing.
No, that's
happy.
Right. They're very happy. Are you happy? Now, listen, here's a question. Are you laughing with us or at us?
Kind of hard to tell, isn't it?
A little of both, I think.
Hard to, just say Westwood One.
There we go.
They're a wacky bunch.
They sure are.
Now, okay, I'm done with this thing about the car at FedEx. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm waiting. I was waiting during the break. For, you know, and I have a phone, incidentally, like Derek Zoolander.
Mm-hmm.
You know the very tiny cell phone he has?
The tiny, teeny little phone?
Yeah. That's the size of the phone that Dan Snyder has.
A matchbox.
But the thing is, for
Derek
Dan,
Zoolander, for kids who can't read good.
For Dan Snyder, that's like one of the original cell phones that was...
Yeah, one of the super, actually larger than that. But for Daniel Snyder, it would be the equivalent of, to a normal person, what would be the size of a briefcase.
Very heavy. Right. You used to have to throw that gigantic thing up to the side of your head.
Mm-hmm. He didn't call you, though, during the break?
He did not call.
No,
I had my little phone out and everything.
That's true.
I spent some time in the Department of Motor Vehicles, and give me just a moment to talk about what it means in this 21st century to have a driving permit.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's a privilege.
It's a privilege, it Mike. And thank God you only have to take the test once every 7 years.
We have a lot of rights in this country, and we have a lot of privileges. The privilege to drive and own a motor vehicle is one of the greatest. Right?
So the deal, you know, the birthday was last week, and they give you till the end of the month to get
Whose
your
license.
Whose
birthday was last week?
My birthday was.
Yeah,
right. So I got to go, and I got to get the license, mm-hmm. and I got to take the eye test, and I got to take what they call the written test, which at this point you just stand in front of a monitor and they give you questions, and it's a punch screen thing. It couldn't be easier. In principle, it couldn't be easier.
In theory.
The first problem is, in theory. The first problem is, when you get there, there's a line outside DMV.
Sure.
And the reason that there's a line outside is that there's a rent-a-cop inside DMV making sure that, for fire reasons, that the doorway is not blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So you're standing outside like you're waiting in a Russian food line,
mm-hmm.
and the guard comes out and will just say, I think we have room for maybe three people to get into the lobby to get into line now. Mm-hmm. So as the people start walking in...
So you're waiting in line to get in a line.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Ugh. So I was up front in a group of people, and she said, we can take four. And as was with these strangers, we started to pile through. She actually said, to one of the guys, she said, there's not enough room for you this time. And this guy was ahead of me in line. And she said, you're going to have to go back and wait. I'll take these four people right here. And I said, this guy was waiting longer than I was waiting. No one else was saying anything. Like, this guy was first in line. The guy had to be 400 pounds.
Oh, really?
The guy was gigantic fat. And what the lady was saying, in essence, is, if I let this guy in, I can only let one other person in at the same time.
Yes, because he's too fat.
Oh.
Incredible!
Oh, it was.
So I said, go ahead, take the spot. And then the other people got mad at me because they could only take one other person along with a 400-pound guy. So we were discussing.
Well, that was nice of you.
Well, we were all out there together in this thing, waiting in line.
Well, you know what? If you hadn't done that, you know what would have happened.
of a donut.
No, he would have been towed.
So.
Sorry, I was just trying to tie the brief.
I appreciate it. Yes. So we're waiting in line. This takes 45 minutes to go through the line outside the building, to get inside the building, to go to the information desk. Now, I already have the form filled out that the state sent me.
Good.
Saying, hey, it's your birthday month. Don't forget to come in and bring this form.
This is fresh on the heels of your last trip to DMV where you quit. Right, where you walked out.
I didn't make it. So this time I get in, I give her the form, and I go, here you go. And she says, that's really great. You have to fill out two other forms,
mm-hmm.
and then she gives me the number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, bonus, I got A14, and I see up on the thing, now serving A12. And I, because I'm stupid, I think, I'm going to fly through this line.
You would think.
The next thing I hear is, now serving at desk 7. G28. I go, okay, maybe they're just like doing them in order of, you know, who's got the easiest thing. If it's just a license tag thing or a registration thing. Now serving at desk 9, M27. M27. It's like bingo. There's no rhyme. There's no reason.
They got it in a big ball. In one of those big baskets that they turn. Yeah,
so yeah. I'm waiting and I counted. I counted 26 times until they got back to A. Then it was the A in front of me. Then I waited another 19 times. Finally, they called my number.
Wow.
I get up there and I give the lady, I give her my stuff, and she couldn't be nicer. She says, you take e-vision test. And she was Oriental. And
how'd you do on the vision test?
She did aced it. Ace got the perfect vision. So she said, and I guess a lot of people, she has very low expectations, I found out, this Chinese lady, for people in this whole process. Because she said to me after, she said, can you read the third line down? And I went like, A-Z-Z-Z. She said, good job!
Yeah, that's very supportive.
Like that's to be congratulated.
Had to make you feel pretty good, though.
You can see. So I said, well, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. She said, now you take written test.
Oh.
Now you know if you fail, you'll not be able to come back for 7 more days.
Now, did she really have an accent like that, or is this just was Chinese the way you normally do it?
She had
the accent.
She had
the heavy accent.
The thick accent.
Okay, all right.
So
it sounds like she's sending you over to the written test. You're almost done.
That's what I'm thinking. She says, I meet you down by where the computers are. I said, great. So I get down there, and this is when the immigration parade begins. This is when the gypsies unpack their tents. This is when, I am not kidding, when you have people who don't know how to spell America, much less, I think, even know that they're in the country of America, much less the state of Virginia, who were standing there, and I finally figured out the ratio. The ratio was, for every one immigrant that was trying to get a driver's permit, he or she brought at least 5 people with them.
And support, family.
So, now I know you're not exaggerating.
So right. Now I'm in this area where there are 3 computer terminals, and I'm just waiting. My lady says to me, when I get up there, my geisha says, as soon as the terminal open, I call your name, you take the test.
Yeah, the area we live in is quite the melting pot.
I go, great, thank you very much. There's nowhere to sit, so I stand. I'm standing and I'm watching, and now I'm checking my watch.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say a melting pot to a fault.
I'm watching my watch, and I'm noticing that I'm waiting there are 3 terminals.
Okay.
For 30 minutes. And I know I exaggerate on this show, but for this purpose, I am not. I swear to God, 3 guys standing at these 3 terminals for 30 minutes.
So not one of the terminals opening up?
No. And
is that all they have is 3 terminals?
That's all they had.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I found out when you got up there, you have the opportunity to skip a question.
Oh.
So what's happening is obviously Pedro is getting up there, and you know, he's seeing what is a 4-way stop, and he's going, oh, I have to skip on this one. So he skips.
Uh-huh.
I call my...
You can skip and go back to it, right? And take as long as you need?
This is my bone of contention. I call my geisha back and I say, hey, excuse me, ma'am. I'm ready to take the test. These guys have been here. I've been here since 11. It's now 11:30. These guys, she says, you can take as much time as you like.
Wrong.
You can only
thank you, once every 7 days. Mm-hmm. So I go, oh, what can I do? Meanwhile, I'm not kidding, but there are little kids that are giving birth to other little kids in front of me. Really, because it's like Ellis Island. I swear to God. It's like the boat stopped right outside the DMV, and they're all piling in. None of them are speaking English.
I will always remember little kids giving birth to other little kids.
They're all talking whatever language it is they talk, and they've got their cell phones, and they've got the bling bling, and they've got the kids. And they got the one guy at the computer screen. Now, the state does have a lady with a gun there who's standing,
right,
making sure that you can't cheat. Like, you couldn't turn around and say to your friend, if you spoke the language,
right,
you couldn't turn around and go, hey, dude, what is the speed limit at a school zone? You know, is it 15, 25, 30, or 35?
What is it?
25.
That's what I thought.
So this aggravated me the most after I had been waiting 40 minutes. My lady comes over to see, you know, what's going on. And I said, I'm still waiting. She said, I will check on their process. I said, thank you. She meant progress, but she said process. She really did.
I understand.
I will check on their
process. But she's being very helpful.
She was great.
Nice.
She was, Mrs. Miyagi was great.
Miyagi.
Right. You wipe on, wipe off. She goes over to the thing and she goes back and she says, well, there are two parts to the test.
Oh, no.
The first part, you must answer all 10 questions correctly to get to the second part. I said, okay, that sounds fair. None of those gentlemen sure about their answers on the first 10.
Oh.
So they not want to put in their final results yet.
Because then they have to come back in 7 days.
Right. It's like,
well, you got to pull the trigger at some point.
So I waited and waited. And then finally...
So if you mess up one question, you got to come back?
But now listen, here's... When I finally did get up there and took it...
Yeah?
The first 10, seriously, I don't care if you're from Mexico, if you're from Uruguay, if you're from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Really, a retard can get the first 10 right.
Because it's multiple choice.
The first 10 is like, it's a picture of a stop sign. It's I'm not kidding you, and I know they have different. They have four or five different versions, but the one I got... was a picture of a stop sign,
mm-hmm.
a red stop sign that says STOP. And the question is, what does this sign indicate? And your answers are, slow down,
right,
yield right of way,
mm-hmm.
no left turn,
mm-hmm.
stop.
Do you answer it honestly?
So,
or did he give the one that everybody wants?
So these three guys have been 30 minutes getting through the moron questions.
Right.
The ones that you're supposed to be able to just fly through because it's like,
right.
The way I understood it is if you can't pass this first 10, don't bother getting behind the wheel of a car because you're not going to be able to figure out how to operate.
Don't tell me part two was an essay.
Here's part two. When you get to part two, and finally... One of the guys failed the first 10.
Oh. Were you kind of hoping that would happen?
Yeah.
Of course, after all that time.
So he puts it in, and right away he gets flagged. Mm. And then the lady says,
what happens? Does, like, a bell go off?
Juan Manuel to the station, please. Juan Manuel.
Oh, so, like, it kicks the computer right back to the station, and they call him back?
She calls him over, and she says...
See you in 7 days, sucker!
She's trying to explain to this guy, no, you got 7 days. And, of course, and this is my biggest bone of contention. I swear, Christ is my witness, this guy does not speak a word of English. No wonder... He doesn't get the questions. Now, I don't know if the questions are available in Spanish or even if that was his language that he spoke. But when the lady's saying to him, you failed the first part of the test, so you can't take the second part, his response is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand, so he has to say, uno momento, or whatever he says. And he calls over the gypsies. Now, the gypsies come over, and there's a translator.
You're creating a wonderful hybrid of people. He's from Mexico, but he's a gypsy.
I don't know where he's from.
Oh, okay.
So the woman behind the counter starts speaking in a foreign language.
Okay, good.
And then somebody, the grandmother in the group, I guess, she gets the information. She goes, ah.
Well, she should be probably the one that speaks the least English.
So she passes it on.
Right.
To the guy. And now you got a three-way dialogue, because now the guy is saying, in essence, the guy goes... And then the woman says to the woman at DMV, My cousin says he did not know that he had to get all 10 right in order to pass.
Don't they put it in Spanish?
I don't know.
They do. You can get it in Spanish.
Yeah. Like I said, Mike, maybe it wasn't Spanish. Maybe it wasn't Mexican. I don't know.
Well, no, but if you can't speak, you can't read. I think they put it in Spanish.
I believe they do.
Just like ATMs and everything else nowadays.
Mike, a very long story, very short. They kick the guy out. They tell him, you got to leave.
Right.
And now at this point, the guy, who incidentally, handsome as can be, you know, a cowboy hat looks good on everybody. Especially good if you're a gypsy and you're waiting in line at the DMV.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, I'm just waiting for the chickens to come walking through the door any second. The guy never gets it through his head that because he failed the first 10, he can't advance.
No, right.
So finally they move him out. I get moved in, and I think, well, I'm going to show these guys how you do it in the U.S.
There you go.
I'm going to blow through these 25 questions like nobody's business. You can miss 6. That's all they allow you to miss.
Except in the first part.
Yeah, you have to get all 10 right to begin with, and then you get 6 more.
Mm-hmm.
But I start flying through these babies. I'm going through the first 15, and I've missed 2, and I'm not even paying any attention.
Right.
Well, I realize now, hold on, I got 10 left, and I've got 4 misses. I've got 4 whiffs.
You
got
to start paying attention.
Right. Then how embarrassing is it going to be if I fail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get up there and you say, I didn't know.
Because I'm an American. I speak English. Mm-hmm. So I skip on a couple of them.
Really?
Because, well, like one of the questions, if you're driving 55 miles an hour and you want to pass somebody, how far ahead of you should they be?
What's the safe distance
to pass?
Yeah. There's oncoming?
No, you're both going the same way on a highway.
Yeah.
You want to pass them on the left.
How much distance should there be before you pull back in?
How much distance before you attempt to pass them?
Right. You should be able to, you can just barely feel the touch of chrome on chrome.
That would be incorrect.
Really?
The choices were 50 feet, 75 feet, 100 feet, 125 feet.
75 feet.
It's 100 feet.
It's 100 feet. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not...
Well, I mean, it's not my rule.
It's not a testament written for people who actually drive.
No. Now, I would have... Well, you see, it's a touch screen. You can't write anymore. In the old days when you could write, you could just write in your own answer at the bottom, which would be, I rely on the other person to brake when I'm pulling back into the line, which is what I do.
So I got that one wrong because I put 50 feet. What the hell? Who knows?
Right.
You know. And then the next one, I screwed that one, too, because it's the same question, but at 35 miles an hour.
Is it 100 feet?
Yeah, and because I don't know in my head the ratio of 55 feet was, I thought 75 feet, so I got that one wrong. Ended up getting 4 wrong.
Speed should be reasonable as to condition.
And this is where it's like in Las Vegas where you're playing a slot machine.
Yet another tough one?
No, because I'm done. I got 4 wrong, okay. I got 21 right. The thing lights up. Congratulations.
Winner.
M-Source, congratulations.
Winner.
Please go to get your license.
And a lollipop.
So I go over, and my lady, the geisha, because apparently, and I asked her about this, doesn't have a lunch, she says, way to go. Great job.
So it's not, well, of course, you did no studying, did you?
No, and I said... Right. Well, thanks, but I would. It wasn't like putting together an airplane out of scratches. I mean, she said, "You."
Why did you have to take a test?
Because you have to every 5 years.
It's the law.
You didn't know that?
Whoa. Or 7? What is it? 5 or 7?
Whatever it is, 5 or 7.
Whatever the term of the license.
They send you an announcement saying that you can't do it over the internet. You got to come in.
Right.
We will see you next June, my friend.
So, she says to me, "Congratulations." I said, again, thanks for the kudos, but no big deal. She said, you know how many people take tests today? I said, no idea. She gets a piece of paper. This is Sterling, Virginia DMV.
Mm-hmm.
29. I said, great. You know how many pass? I said, no. She said, you're first one today to pass.
Wow.
The other 28 drove home.
Jesus. First out of 29 people to
and
pass.
And it's not
the
even
test.
A driving test. It's the the written.
It's a touch screen.
It's like the re-up test. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Since I have an old address on there, obviously, if I went and got a new address on there, would they change my expiration date?
No.
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 Okay.
And all you'd have to do is wait in line for an hour to get your address changed. Okay, let me break here. Let me break here for just a second.
Okay.
Because I see people have things that they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Bill up on the screen. Why do immigrants all take their families to the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I brought it up before. But there's a kicker to this that has nothing to do with immigrants at all.
I can answer that question.
Why they all bring their families? Why?
Yeah, I mean, it's simple, and this is not funny. I mean, it's really a simple answer.
Okay.
It doesn't make it any more convenient for those of us that have been here all our lives, but it's the same way if you were in a country that you moved to, you know, strength in numbers. It's moral support.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, if you don't speak the language, you're going to bring
but here's
70
the
other people.
But here's the
I'm not justifying
it. You got to have a cutoff, then. You got to say you can only have two visitors in with you.
I completely agree with
you. Remember, there's the 400-pound guy in line
right.
who can't get in to get into line
right.
because he's so fat.
He was really not 400 pounds. He had a bunch of immigrants in his jacket.
And, and they could have got 10 400-pound people in there.
Right.
If they would have just said, okay, grandmothers, grandparents, ex-wives,
mm-hmm.
babies, mamas, legitimate kids, illegitimate kids.
Yeah, but if they brought 10 400-pound guys in there, one of them would have eaten the touchscreen.
Okay. We got a break. But there's a second part.
Can I see your new license?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to see the new picture. You got a new picture, right?
Yeah, I didn't do what Rob did.
All right. After hearing this and hearing what you went through, I want to see the expression on your face.
Oh, no, it's a pleasant, it's a very pleasant.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's triumph.
Good job! It's a very pleasant.
I mean, it was your insincere look, though. It's your insincere, get me the F out of here.
It was a Chinese lady there you go, Rob. Take a look. Chinese lady said,
that is not sincere.
She said,
no,
she
that's
said,
not sincere at all.
I swear she said to me, come on, you're frowning. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, when you get pulled over by a cop for speeding or something, you don't want to be smiling. She said, oh, but come on, you passed the test.
Yeah.
Come on, smile.
That's very nice.
That's what I got. That was the...
Congratulations on passing the test.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I was first out of 29.
We're all first in your class.
But, and let me just leave you with this. That's not where the saga ended.
No?
Because I passed the test, but I didn't receive the license.
Hmm.
I didn't receive the license.
Is this a two-parter?
This has nothing to do with immigrants. This is good old all-American stupidity coming in the second part of this real-life tale.
It's a great thing about this show. It's commentary. It's mystery.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. Didn't need that, Rob. He needed this. Right here.
So one of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hold on. We're on the network. Hi, we're on the network.
Welcome back.
Need that.
How are you? This is the Don and Mike Show.
Working out the kinks.
Take the boy! Take the boy! Not me! I'm too young to die. Oh, the pain, the pain.
The Don and Mike Show. They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
Right, okay. Sorry about the screw-ups. You know, we're trying to get the timing right. For 12 years, we didn't care about it. Now we got to worry about making sure that we're back on the network when we're back on the network.
Kind of what we said we'd do, Don.
Yeah. Listen, we got this girl from the HBO porno show coming on in the next break. Tomorrow, hi, Buzz.
I watched it last night.
Did you?
And tomorrow on the show...
So did Rob.
Tomorrow, Dave Barry. And if you're a fan of Tony Kornheiser, you should know that Tony Kornheiser, when he grows up, he wants to be Dave Barry. And no offense to Mr. Tony.
Of course not.
Who is a funny guy and a gifted columnist.
Wonderful guy to read.
And a mediocre radio host. there I kid, because he does have a good show.
He has a good show, and he's got a television show.
But his thing, yeah, he's good on PTI, but he's like Dave Barry Part 2.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, Dave Barry, has written a book. This is what they all do. They get newspaper columns,
mm-hmm.
and then after a while, they get a stack of newspaper columns, and they say, we'll put all these newspaper columns into a book.
Right.
And they're, you know, for those of you that don't get a chance to read the column all the time, it's a great way to condense all of his work and get it, and he's a very funny guy.
Yeah. So anyway, he'll be here tomorrow. He'll be live in studio with us. We still have the Southwest Airlines flyaway. We'll give that away in a couple of seconds. And tomorrow on this show, I know a lot of you have heard this thing about Letterman having a baby. You're going to hear from two people who know an awful lot about that topic. I can tell you, David Letterman is not involved, though.
Wrong.
David Letterman, not involved.
Wow. Yeah, there'll be an interview.
Now, about the DMV thing.
Wow.
Let me just wrap this up. So I wait through all this crap.
When last we left you, you were getting your license.
Yeah.
I go over, I sit down. The nice Chinese lady says, come on, smile. You'll be happy. You know, take the picture. Then she says, it'll be 5 minutes. I said, whew, no problem. Now you get to that point, and this is why I tell you, like with the Red Sox, with jinxing it.
Right.
That what I'm thinking in my head... As I'm looking now at the line of people that goes all the way outside, further than when I arrived, and I'm thinking in my head, suckers, hey losers, how you doing? You gonna spend the next 3 freaking hours here?
How long had you been there when you were saying that to yourself?
Hour 45 minutes.
Okay.
Wow. So I'm thinking, I've passed the test, I've had my picture taken, I'm just waiting for the thing to spit my license out. For a couple of minutes, I'm actually strutting around,
right,
looking at the people going, I'm looking at them and thinking like, you have C-27. I bet you think that C-27 is going to be called sometime.
You're just waiting to extricate yourself from this situation, right?
Well, it's 5 minutes goes by, and that turns into 10 minutes, and that turns into 15 minutes. Now, I've been at the DMV for a total of 2 hours. I go back up by the front desk where you get your license, and I see that, just my luck, for whatever reason, the machine that makes the driver's licenses, it looked to me like a copy machine that needed ink. There was a guy, a DMV employee, who was either on the best lewds of his life, or simply is a state/government worker who has it in his head that no matter how fast or how slow he works, he's going to get paid the same amount of money.
Right.
So you got this guy who's looking at this big, looks like a Xerox machine. I know it's more complicated than that for it to, laminate your life, laminate it. Thank you. You know, put all of the codes on and right. and the stuff that you can't see and, right. and the shiny stuff and everything. I know it's a really complicated machine.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with it.
Oh no!
And this guy has got it. Looks like a Xerox machine. He's got the hood up on it.
Had to be something from the previous day. You know why?
Why?
Because you were the only one that had passed the test. So they let it go from the previous day.
So here's what this guy's doing. When I walk over,
bastards!
I walk over and I inquire. I say to another woman who's behind the counter. I said, "Hi, I passed the test. They told me it'd be about 5 minutes for the license." She said, "Oh, there's something wrong with the machine. But don't worry, Bob is working on it."
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Bob, who incidentally, Bob, really, I don't think you're a fag, but you do need the queer eye for the straight guy. Or, you know, I guess it would work because he's not...
Straight eye for the queer guy?
Needs a makeover?
Because listen, here's what he's wearing. He's wearing polyester pants, and he has a short-sleeve, button-down shirt with red suspenders.
Is it tied off at the navel?
No.
All right, just checking.
He also has a pocket protector, two pagers... A cell phone.
Right.
And what appears to be some type of little tool kit.
Yeah. Dildo holder.
So, he spends about 5 minutes while I'm watching him. He's looking at it. He's just looking at the machine.
Mm.
And finally, and I get the feeling like I'm looking, if aliens ever look down at me or at you trying to fix a piece of technology.
Right.
This guy, God bless him, he's not going to ask a question. He's not going to read the book. Here's what he does. He looks at it. He slams the thing shut. Presses the button. Stands back and looks at it. It does nothing.
Oh.
He lifts the top back up again. And then he starts taking out what looked like the canisters that you would put in ink in for a printer.
Okay.
And he's looking at them. And what he's doing, he's taking them out and he's holding them up and looking at them in the light.
See if they're full.
I can't figure out what's happening. Meanwhile, lo and behold, there's a soccer mom who's been the second lucky person to pass her driver's
test. Oh, there you go.
She's been waiting as well. She comes over. Now, she
like the immigrants, she's got all of her kids there. Now, maybe it was because the hurricane, their kids weren't in school.
Right.
Or I don't know. Maybe she homeschools them. Whatever. All I know is that she's got four brats with her, and they're standing there, and she says, I passed the test 10 minutes ago. I've waited 5 minutes. And at this point, the guy looks up and says, I'm working as fast as I can. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I didn't say a word.
So you two are staring at this guy while he's doing his little mission.
I didn't say a word. But what she did was, it's like when you complain in a restaurant about food, you know they're going to go back and spit on your food. She gave this guy some ass, this guy that was obviously in over his head, didn't know what he was doing with the machine. You know what he did?
Did he slow it down to subhuman speed?
No. He turned around and walked away.
Oh, no.
Walked through a back door, and he was gone. Now we're standing there. We're the only two people who have passed the test. Meanwhile, four or five other people have failed, and they've been told, no, you got to come back. Now I've waited 20 minutes. The soccer mom is out of her freaking mind. I'm not having to overreact because the soccer mom is going so nuts.
It's always a good feeling, isn't it, when somebody goes ballistic for you?
She says, I have four children here. I have, and she's doing this. I have to get them to the various activities today. I don't have time to wait for this. You don't have my new license. I need my old license back.
Wow.
Lady says, who'd you give your license to? Soccer mom goes, I don't remember the name of the person that I dealt with. It was one of the people in the counters over there. I just want my license back. I want my old license back. I'll come back and get my new license at some point. Now, I've not said anything, but I'm as pissed as this lady is.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Now I've been in the DMV 2 hours. Well, Mr. Green Jeans comes back around the corner. He has some type of little can of something. He opens the machine up. He puts the little plastic container can thing in.
You didn't look closely. It was SpaghettiOs.
he pushes the button, and I swear to you,
this ought to do it.
I swear to you, the machine shakes. Like, you ever seen a washer or a dryer when they shake?
Yeah.
It's having like a palsy. The machine is...
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm just like this lady. I'm effed. I'm not going to get my license. They don't know where my old driver's license is. They have all of my paperwork. When magically, one license spits out. One license spits out. Now, you already know because I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at this soccer mom with her Hillary Clinton haircut, you know, and her flash dance things on her legs.
And, leggings?
Yeah. And her,
leggings are back, incidentally.
And, you know, and her kids who are just as annoying, if not more annoying, than the gypsy kids. Because these kids are like, Mom, my Game Boy doesn't work. Mom, I need to use a cell phone. Mom, how long do we have to stay here?
Shut up.
So... Chinese lady goes over, she looks at it, she says, I have a license for... Because she knows she's playing with us. Now.
Right.
And she looks at both of us and she looks at me, for you, big guy!
She likes you.
How did the lady react?
The other... Okay, I'm going to get to that. The Chinese lady, the nice lady, she gives me the license and she says, now, machine is broken. Now, when she says machine is broken, this is where the soccer mom starts to lose it. She says, machine is broken, so make sure all information is correct. And I'm looking at it, I says, you know, organ donor, date of birth, everything, picture. He said, yeah. I said, I went like this, I went, mwah. I kissed it. I said, thank you, I'm out of here. Thank you very much. She said, and then again she said to me, you did good on test. Good job.
Oh, God.
Now, at that point, I'm happy. I'm like, at 2 hours, I don't care.
Right.
I'm like a pig in ass. I'm like, okay. And I just stood there for just a second.
Oh, good.
And watched that poor soccer mom have the reaction that I would have had. Because now she's dealing with my lady, the happy Chinese lady.
Mm-hmm.
The soccer mom says, well, now, wait a minute. How come the machine only gave out one license? My information's in the computer. I can see my picture on the computer right there. I demand you either give me back my old driver's license now or give me my new one because I have to leave.
Chinese lady, the DMV says two things to her. She says, well, if you leave now, you'll be driving without a license. So you have to wait. We're very sorry for the inconvenience. And then there's a moment, just a second where she breaks, and she looks down at the screen and she says, you got six wrong. One more wrong, and you will not have passed. So it's like the Chinese lady at DMV
right.
is shoving it to the soccer mom.
She liked the fact that you did better on your test.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You know, and I'm no genius, and I think that, you know, most of you listening, God, and all of you calling, could certainly pass this test. And as I left, the soccer mom said to me, this is terribly unfair. This is, and then I said, you think this is unfair? They towed my car at FedEx Field.
There you go. All about you.
Rip the hell about you.
Shut your cake hole, lady. I got my license. Bye-bye.
Rip the hell out of my car. And she didn't want to hear.
No.
She said, I don't. And the next thing I know is, like, well, I'm going to have to call my husband. I'm going to have to. And that's when I just left.
The lucky man.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have a good day, the husband.
See you later.
And you never found out if she ever got her license or not.
No, I got out. That was at...
Do you hope she did?
No.
No. There you go.
No, and that's the part. That's where I'm conflicted. Yeah. Like when I was yelling...
Dog eat dog in that DMV.
That's right.
You know, when I was yelling about how, like, at FedEx Field with the license, well, with the car, not with the license, with the
front
tire, that
right.
no one offered to help. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, no one offered to help. I wouldn't help anybody.
Well, see, here in the anthill, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Now, individuals don't matter anymore. You know, it's a curiosity. Misfortunes of others have turned into a curiosity. Mm-hmm. You know why that is?
Why?
Because we're stacked on top of one another.
So,
it's not the way human beings are supposed to live.
Did the soccer mom get her license?
Hey, that bitch! No! Quick!
I say, the eight ball says no.
No, I don't think so.
No.
And I got a clarification here from DMV during the break.
Yeah?
That the reason I had to be tested mm-hmm. was that in between the time I got my license 7 years ago and now, I had laser eye surgery.
Oh.
So my eyesight changed, so I had to take the vision test, right. And then after you take the vision test, they just say, well, go ahead, take the written test.
Does that mean I don't have to take a test then when it expires?
Maybe not, because my wife told me that she hasn't taken a test in 10 years.
Yeah, I think I'm okay here.
I haven't either, I don't think.
Okay, so maybe that's why. Don't have surgery.
I got to update this picture, too.
Let me see it.
You've never seen my driver's license picture?
Let me see it.
That is a mugshot.
Happy guy.
That is that's hey, I was having the same kind of day.
Wow.
Wasn't real happy there.
Wow. You know, I could come up with a million captions for this.
Right. Well, what? You didn't like the fact that I was wearing lipstick?
No, there's so many possible captions.
Right.
An audit? here's that one, really. You're leaving?
Oh, you are cruel. Oh, that's mean.
Look at your face.
That's mean.
It's like
because a guy forgets your birthday. That's cruel. Like,
no, that had nothing to do with that.
Oh, man, separation jokes.
It had nothing to do with that.
Jesus, but look, there's a series of them. Want to see my BJ's card? Here's my wholesale card, BJ's Wholesale. Look at that one. That's another happy one.
Well, now, what is it? This must be when you've had... You get the house? Every one of Mike's pictures looks like someone's just told him an awful piece of news.
Wow.
As he goes through his wallet. But we got a break. Find one more. Buzz, what was the show on HBO last night?
Now I'll show you the happy one.
It was another in the real sex series, but this was Porn 101 about people who make their own home porn videos. Amateur filmmakers, really, and some of them pretty good.
And see, now this is a nice one of Mike and his daughters. That's a nice.
He
that's
was happy
nice.
There.
And I was in a great mood my day at Costco. Look at that. Hi, everybody.
Okay, that's the phony smile.
I know. That's where I'm showing the lower plate.
That's the phony smile.
Yeah.
That's the real smile with your daughters. This one, the BJ's Club. And it's too bad you can't use this card to get a BJ.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'd be smiling if this BJ's Wholesale Club actually was for oral.
And you know, now with everything in your hand, you could qualify for a Mike O'Mara home loan. Yeah. There you are. Congratulations.
Your best ID, Mike, was the one for New York City, when whatever our office building was in New York. You remember your smile on that?
I remember. That was a fabulous one. But since I'm showing cards, okay, take a look at the last one I just gave you. That's my Venetian Hotel and Casino Players Gold Club.
Las Vegas. There's no picture on this.
None needs to be. All you need is your number.
You know what it smells like, though?
It smells like Jacqueline Vargas.
Yeah, you're a Jacqueline Vargas.
Elizabeth Vargas is a TV personality.
But listen, this show.
Yes.
HBO show.
Real Sex, right.
You saw it? Real Sex Porn 101.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking to...
So is this a spinoff of the Real Sex show?
Yeah, it's just a special in their series, and it's people who made their own movies, but it's really not so much home porn movies as it is the work of amateur filmmakers, and some of the stuff's pretty clever.
Here's Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Talking to Tanya.
Tanya. Buzz, do you remember Tanya from the show?
Yeah, I will if I see her or get a description of her.
You won't see her.
You won't see her?
Maybe you can ask her some of the things she... was doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll figure it out.
This is going to be on HBO tomorrow night, Charlie. Tomorrow, I got the whole thing.
It's on all month.
It's scheduled.
It's on tomorrow night. It's on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Monday night. It's
right.
It's HBO. It's basically on every other night of the week.
Right.
Good. I'll get into the right mood for it. I look forward to speaking with her.
Fun.
You got it.
Young Tanya.
Hope she's the redhead. But I don't know.
Don't know. Well, we'll find out, Buzz. No. It's Porn 101.
I agree, Rob. Yeah.
What?
Rob and I just reacted to the same thing. When Buzz said, hope she's the redhead, Rob and I just did the same thing.
Well, no, it's not. I think if you play the...
Why are you smelling your fingers?
Just, I don't know. Because I think of pasty.
She had perfect breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the special, too, and
did you want to diddle her?
No.
I mean, you want to diddle her just based on...
No, it was a stinky poon reference.
Oh. I saw the special, and I think Buzz will back me up. Buzz, if you play the odds,
uh-huh,
we're going to get someone who's better to talk to.
Yeah.
Than to look at.
Buzz, possible.
The redhead on this show, do you think she had vaginal odor?
I don't think so, no.
Did she look like she might?
No, I don't think so. Not the redhead. Not the redhead.
But really,
no.
Even the most gorgeous woman.
Uh-huh.
You gotta know she's got it.
You mean something communicable?
No. I'm looking right now at the picture,
uh-huh,
the glass and close picture,
uh-huh,
the beautiful picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
My dream girl.
Yes.
But you gotta know. At least once a week. Sure. She wakes up and down there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There's a hurricane.
Yeah, but there are two kinds. You know, there's sometimes when it's just a long day, but... Well, somebody told me a long time ago, if you can smell the casserole, something's cooking.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're gonna stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things where I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What are you, crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two, three,
nice! The Don and Mike Show.
All right, joining us now from HBO, Real Sex presents Porn 101. Extra credit. Here's Tanya. She was on the show last night. It's on again Wednesday night, Saturday night. HBO High Def Saturday night.
It's great. HBO's great about that. They run the things over and over so you...
HBO Latino. HBO 2. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
HBO 2.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to laugh.
HBO Zone. Uh-huh. Anyway, hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Now, only a couple of us have seen you on the HBO show Real Sex Porn 101. What color hair do you have?
Well, in the show, I'm a strawberry, so I have red hair.
Aha.
Oh,
hi, Tanya.
It's the one Buzz line.
I enjoyed your film.
Buzz called it.
Yeah.
Buzz, he's very into all things sex. Not that we're all not,
mm-hmm,
but...
strawberry sex.
Buzz is experimental.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Has an open marriage and wears hip-hugger jeans and a velvet shirt.
And let me tell you something, Tanya. He got all... worked up when we were talking about having you on the show and wanted to make sure you were indeed the redhead.
So now you are...
Oh, good.
You're just a regular girl that's in this porno on HBO, the Real Sex show.
Yeah, everybody who is in that show was, you know, whatever, graphic designers, whatever, just kids, basically, who wanted to make a dirty movie. And
do you,
I think it's very inspiring, you know?
What do you do to oral...
Well, mine's a spanking porn, a musical spanking porn.
Do you like to be spanked, Tanya?
Who's asking this? Is this Buzz, the one who likes to spank?
It was Mike.
No, it's Mike, Tanya. Do you like to be spanked?
Well, It used to be like a very, very, very serious fetish of mine, yes.
Really? It used to be.
Yes, to say it in the most serious way, yes.
But you saw Tanya.
I did.
Describe her to us, please, physically.
Very lovely. Looked very sexual, actually.
So and, give us more than that, Buzz. Come on.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, describe her head and toe, Buzz. Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Her physical features.
That's a tough one.
Does she have a pretty face? If you don't want to answer, I'll just act your microphone is going out.
She has, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, the Osborne daughter. It looks a little like Ozzy's girl.
Yeah. Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, that kills my buzz.
No, that's kind of nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely like that same demographic, like the whatever the
got that aura
chick makes.
Yeah.
Porn.
So it's either Talia Shire or did you say Rocky chick?
Well, HBO.com, the little picture that they use for the blurb, that the naked chick in that is me. So you can go check it out.
Can we get a picture, please? Can we get a picture? That would help this interview so much.
Kelly Osborne is just...
Yeah.
That's not doing it for you. Well, maybe what he meant is like a little bit voluptuous.
Yeah, Buzz indicated you have big, beautiful breasts.
No, but somebody in my movie has big, beautiful breasts.
So it's Kelly Osborne with no breasts.
I didn't say big.
Oh, you didn't say big.
You said they were lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah. Aw, thank you.
I'm trying, Rob. I'm trying, really.
So how did you get into being on an HBO show, Real Sex, where you're having sex or spanking or whatever you're doing? How did you get in there?
There's an amateur porn festival in Boston called You Ought to Be in Pictures, and this HBO Real Sex episode is a documentary about the festival. And the festival is a really safe way of exploring like your exhibitionism because they screen the movies that people submit and then they destroy the reel. So it's like this one time see yourself on the big screen like flash, you know?
So do you want to be in regular porno?
Well, I want to be in, like, the kind of porno that I think should be made, which, like, is, like, smart and crazy and wacky. I don't want to be in, like, the way porn is most
smart
now.
And crazy. I've heard a lot of descriptions of pornography. I don't think I've ever heard smart and crazy.
Ask her where she went to school.
Where'd you go to school?
Where'd you go?
At Harvard.
Ask her where some of the other people went to school in her film.
Also, like, pretty Ivy League cast. So,
Harvard educated pornographer.
Yeah. Somebody from Brown,
we're nerds, you know, but I think a lot of people are like, there's enough porn where it's like, you know.
Did you graduate?
Whatever, like,
Did you graduate?
Of course.
You graduate. What was your master in?
My major, was in English.
Harvard, you got to be a brainiac, so you're an egghead.
All right, so...
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
You're smart, you're a nerd, you're in this porn thing. You say you want to do some regular porn, but here's the thing.
No, not regular. If it were mine.
So you'd like to create it.
Like more either wacky, like mine's a musical, you know, like that's funny, I think.
Honey, here's the thing. When guys watch porno, guys just like it pretty much... When the naked girl is waiting at home and the Domino's guy shows
right.
up and they have
no
sex
plot and then it starts exactly.
They have sex within 5 seconds.
Yeah, but Buzz and I Buzz and I are more connoisseurs than you are, Don, have discussed that we'd like to see more innovation and more quality control in pornography.
I just want to say less acting.
Yeah, these films are not so much about being turned on, I think, as they are being entertained. They're creative films.
See, for
so
me,
this
that
happened to be.
Did you get a picture of her?
How am I supposed to work my man to that?
Right here. Here she is. Right.
How
here.
How am I supposed to work my man to people having dialogue?
Mm-hmm.
That would be
tell you what happens if you have dialogue and plot. And all
that's like pulling down my pants when I'm watching Judging Amy. That doesn't work.
But then your girlfriend will watch it with
you.
You know what I mean? And, like, if you can get a girl to watch porn with you, then that's better, right, than if you're watching it alone.
Now, in this picture we have on the HBO website, which one are you?
I'm the naked one.
The naked one in the middle.
The naked one in the middle.
I don't see anybody naked.
Oh, well, look at this picture instead.
All right. Look at
there
Buzz's
she is right
picture.
There.
I got to go over to Buzz's computer, too.
It's small, so you have to...
It's tiny, and it's maybe not the... Yeah, anyway. Right. But, you know,
not bad at all, no.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at all.
You got to stop saying you look like Kelly Osborne.
Yeah, because you don't look like Kelly Osborne.
Right away, guys will think you're a pig.
Oh, okay. Well.
Now, you're much better looking than Kelly Osbourne.
Huh.
Yeah, you look like fetching. When you were like, and I want to get back, excuse me, but I got to get back to this Ivy League thing. When you were in the hallways at Harvard and, you know, studying hard for your next exam, was there a was there a lot of sex play going on when you were in your college days?
Well, I think there was some. There wasn't enough,
right? Yeah.
For sure. I mean, people were pretty repressed and a little preoccupied with you know, being nerdy. But there was a lot of talk about whether it was okay to be into porn. And I would say that like almost every one of my feminism classes was just totally obsessed with like, is it wrong to like porn? You know, that was like what we talked about constantly.
What's the capital of Nevada?
Is it Reno?
See, now, how can this, how can you go to
Las Vegas? I don't know. I used to live in Vegas. I guess it was.
How can you go to Harvard and you not know your states and capitals?
You don't know things. You, yeah.
They don't teach
no, that's cruel. It's true. I don't know. Well, I could give the excuse I didn't grow up in this country.
Where'd you grow up?
Germany.
Germany. Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's your take on WW2, Tanya?
I've never watched it in my life, but I like wrestling.
No.
I'm starting to really not believe the Harvard thing.
What's your take on World War II, us against Germany?
Oh.
God.
What's your stance?
You're saying, I thought that it would be like some new wrestling thing.
What's your stance on World War II?
Well, yeah, it was a great monumental event that people are going to be fascinated with for a long time.
Who was it good for?
This is heavy. Don't you want to talk about something? I don't think
she understands.
What do you want me to say? Who was it good for?
Yeah, I'm going
to
give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she probably just, you know, if she is a Harvard graduate, doesn't understand what you're looking for.
Well, you don't have to be a Harvard graduate to say, she's from Germany. I'm saying to you, when I said WW2, you thought I was talking about wrestling. Okay, that's the first sign, and you don't know what the capital of Nevada is. Then I said, you're German, okay?
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
Okay, uh-huh.
Pardon my French. You're a Kraut. Now, we fought the Krauts in World War II.
The Krauts?
Hogan's. Yeah.
How do you think, in your opinion, how did the war go?
Ich würde sagen, dass überall, also so generell gesehen, war es eine große tragische Sache für alle Leute. Und dass es jetzt noch so weitergeht, ist immer noch tragisch. Ich meine, ich glaube, die Leute haben jetzt noch Schwierigkeiten, das Ganze zu
setzen. You know, unfortunately, I don't. You know, if you guys had won, I'd be speaking that language now. But you didn't win, so the question would be, are
Do you want her to pledge her allegiance to America?
Are you happy that Germany lost? Are you happy that Germany lost the war?
Yeah, but I think wars are awful, you know.
Yeah, but in this war, Germany was really the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but I'm not sad we lost the war, huh? What?
All right, well, let me...
This is not going well at all.
Let me play some music that perhaps you'll get into.
Tanya, you have to understand one thing. When in our little world here, when Germany is ever mentioned, there's only one thing we think about.
We
think of Nazis and WW2.
And never forget.
Yeah, that's your best response. Never forget.
Okay, never forget.
There you go.
No.
Never forget.
Right.
Who won that war, incidentally? Tanya. World War.
You did. You personally.
No. Which country won the war?
The United States.
That's right. Now, here's a defining picture for you of Tanya. She has her own website.
Oh, my God. The girl next door.
She has her own website as well.
Oh, really?
Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am. My dad's a colonel.
Do you
Colonel of the United States military.
Uh-huh.
Do you pledge your allegiance to the United States?
Oh. Yes, I grew up an American on a military base.
What's your favorite sexual position?
I'm not allowed to say them. The prep guy said that I'm not allowed to say
them. Well,
you can say them, just not really specific.
You can say anal, you can say on top, you can say on bottom.
Well, I have to say that you know, the best is if you have no idea what's going to happen. Uh-huh. And it's like some crazy thing you never even thought of. Like, you know,
Do you envision yourself in porn for a long time or doing this kind of stuff for a long time?
I want to make, I want to make things that are sexually honest and, you know, just honest and, like, not so compartmentalized as, like, oh, this is porn and this is, intellectual or spiritual.
What year did you graduate from Harvard?
95.
You got a real degree?
Yes. Well, you think I'm dumb?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just you know, you seem...
And Buzz is falling in love with you, incidentally, I believe.
You seem full of life.
And she seems very open-minded, Buzz.
Yes, well, let me mention, I like that. Once again, that the HBO show featuring Tanya...
Yes.
And a lot of other filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. ...is on a Wednesday night on HBO, Saturday night on HBO, Monday night on HBO, Sunday night on HBO 2, and et cetera. And please check your local listings. And does your favorite position involve a helmet with a spike on it?
Well, I do have a thing for dressing up in dirndls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, would you mind? Listen, I know we're running late here.
Buzz, calm down. Sorry. I'll tell you, Buzz coming out. He's coming out. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready for... Tanya, are you ready to take our sex
quiz? Well, she said she was going to yodel for us.
Oh, yodel. I'm sorry.
You want me to yodel for you?
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
I could do more, but I don't know.
That's okay. Don't bother. All right.
Have you ever yodeled the cacti?
That's another expression. We'll send you the dictionary.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
As a non-native speaker, I don't know.
Do you think you should give her the sex quiz?
Sure.
Yeah,
give her the sex
it's
quiz.
Safe. It's safe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tanya.
All right. Be kind, yeah?
All right, Tanya, here are some questions for you that we ask all celebrities to join us on the show and answer. There are 14 questions.
Okay.
For Tanya from HBO Real Sex. Tanya, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
I have, but I don't enjoy it that much.
All right. All right. Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Of course.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Only in these sort of three-way situations.
Yes.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, that breaks the German stereotype.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Good for her.
That's like a whites-only thing.
Very good.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
I guess, yeah, I mean, I suppose so, probably.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
I would say that with the HBO cameras standing there and stuff like that, that's pretty public, yeah.
That counts. Then the next one is, have you been filmed or photographed while having sex? That's yes.
Yes. Very well.
Tanya, have you ever had sex in your no-no?
What would that be, I know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the German right there.
Do you think everyone has? Well, anyway, keep going.
Tanya's where food comes out, you know.
Here we go.
It's okay, Tanya.
Do you swallow?
I mean, it's just the right situation.
Have you gotten your jerk on today?
No. How sad, huh?
Have you ever had sex in a car?
In a car? I mean, I would say probably, but nothing's coming to mind.
No. Have you ever had a one night? Have you ever had a one night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, Tanya, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been? Not positions.
What is the lowest number?
How many people have you been with? To the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, or 1,000?
Oh, I would say 20.
20.
Between 15 and 20, yeah.
Between 15 and 20. Buzz, how did she do?
Tanya may have just recorded our highest score ever with 11 to 12 yes answers out of 13, depending on how you count it. We'll say
that's
11.
Impossible. There's no way I'm the highest ever.
And a 20. Well, not with the highest number of partners, but with the highest number of yes answers. I believe so.
Congratulations.
And we're very proud of you.
Tanya.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All of Deutschland, all of Deutschland is happy. They're having a party in East Germany right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, do you think people lie? Because
sometimes.
Well, no, I mean, I think you were very honest, and we
We certainly appreciate it. God.
Thank you, Tanya.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We'll watch you on HBO.
Yay.
HBO Real Sex.
Good
this
job.
Interview was supposed to be about sex.
Porn 101. Nice job. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Hi, Tanya.
Listen. I don't doubt that maybe she had an on-campus job at Harvard.
Right.
Uh-huh. Look, Mike's holding up, and Buzz, there's a much better picture over here.
I haven't
her
seen
website.
That picture yet. And
she looked better on the HBO special than
she
the picture.
She did, and she looks better here on this website, but I'll be honest with you, now that she's gone, that wasn't the redhead I had in mind.
Okay.
Because the picture that we have from a website, she does look like Kelly Osbourne.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She looks like a German Kelly Osbourne.
Kind of a cross between Kelly Osbourne and Hugh Grant.
That's all I want to say about Harvard, which was my issue with her.
Yes.
The dean's DNA definitely has coated her tonsils.
Oh, no.
If she is a graduate of Harvard.
Yeah, a little tough communicating there for a while.
What's the capital of Nevada? Reno? Well, I used to live there, she said.
Yeah, well, she was bilingual. Yeah. You know.
And what's your thoughts on World War II? On WW2? Oh, I love wrestling. Well,
and there she is. There's the picture of her.
There she is.
So go to the website and you can see her.
Enjoy.
But HBO.com.
It's a fun show.
HBO Real Sex presents Porn 101 Extra Credit. Extra Credit.
She looks like many of the people I've seen on Real Sex.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, I've watched that show, and they seem to have a certain type.
I know. They're very DMV-ish.
Yeah.
She's tasted the dean's peanuts.
Oh, no.
Salted nuts.
She's the dean's peanuts.
All right, now we're totally screwed on time.
Oh, dear.
Because we can't, you know what, we can't do that, Rob.
I know.
Listen, here's what we had for you today. We'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. Well, we're going back to having fun on the show, and that means calling for cash. We can't do it here. We gotta break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
The Don and Mike Show. Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
Please. Now listen, we've got this trip from Southwest Airlines to give away. Round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines offers 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low fare leader. We were going to play Honk for Cash.
We got caught up with young Tanya.
Yeah, and I'm going to write it down for tomorrow, but we got a lot of stuff happening tomorrow. We'll play that game sometime soon. Ideally, what we should do now is, because this has to be a short break, is just go right to Buzz. Without all of the fanfare and the build-up today,
mm-hmm.
just go right to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could try to call maybe the hate letter that of the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know, it's a tough call.
If you're going for time...
I know. If
do you want to just read the hate letter and we call it another? Because if we get into it...
No, because we must call.
Okay.
We must call because the guy makes such idiotic, rambling statements.
Hard to pass up a good hate letter.
Yeah, it is. And Mike, he's from Sacramento.
Now, I'm still sticking to my guns on this. I'm going to try to turn over a new asparagus plant.
It's another guy who's positive that he knows the real reason that we weren't here, and he's...
Now you're teasing me, and you gotta share it with me. Please.
But it's not... It won't work without him on the phone. I mean, and I've already tried during the break a couple of times and just gotten his answering machine.
Do you want to hold off on it?
Well, I'll throw it away, because really it's... I mean,
well, Jesus, please read it to me without throwing it away.
Here, I'll just give it to you. Just take a look at it right now. Because here's the deal. Everybody's tired of us bitching about Westwood One and everything else. And we're past it.
Right.
We're really past it.
Right.
And I think yesterday on the show, we did a pretty good job of explaining things in the first hour.
We did.
We had Alan on. And then we moved past it. We had a pretty good show today.
Ever forward.
Pretty loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a guy like this, a dick like this.
Just one guy.
A dick?
That's the new Mike.
I
have to send it a letter.
I think he makes some decent points.
Hold on, Mike. While you're reading that,
yeah.
I have an answer from FedEx Field. We have one of the people that works in the front office at FedEx Field is going to speak to me about my car now.
Very good.
This is great. Hello?
Hello?
Here he is. You want me to throw this away?
Go ahead, throw it away, Mike. Throw the dang one away.
All right, Tom.
See, did you see why? It would be no fun if the guy wasn't...
Yeah, but yeah. Gary... F you.
Gary, F you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, and Gary, the next time you send a letter and you're brave enough to put your phone number on it, why don't you be there?
Yeah, why don't you be there, Gary?
Go off on him, Tom.
Gary, what is your job?
Yeah, let him have it, Tom.
Hey, Gary, don't call the show again.
No, he sent a letter, and he sent a letter. He didn't actually call. He sent a letter.
Oh, he sent a letter.
Yeah.
I hate letter.
Can't you get more angry, Tom?
Hey, Tom, I got a job for you right now.
What is it?
Here it is.
Yes.
We're going to give away...
We're going to give away...
A trip on Southwest Airlines.
A trip on Southwest Airlines.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Tom?
Yes?
We're on, like, an incredible delay, but as soon as the delay catches up and people start calling in...
Yeah.
I'm just going to be picking up the telephone.
Yeah.
And when people say hello...
Yeah.
You decide if they win or they don't win.
Yeah.
You're going to be the one to... Tom, you get to pick the winner.
Okay.
It has to be somebody that you think sounds good to you, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready, Tom?
Yeah.
For instance, I'm going to pick up the phone. The first guy's going to say hello... And then you have just to decide on them saying hello. You either say...
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
All right.
You ready, Tom?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, did I win?
No.
No?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Tom, yes or no?
Yes.
You...
God damn it.
You...
Well, I mean, what do we expect?
Yeah.
And this is no just in Southwest serves free paint chips and coach. And thalidomide. Children of
thalidomide.
All you
Special
want.
Special thalidomide cocktails.
All you want. So, Tom, you pick this girl to win?
Yes.
Well, why don't you have a little chat with her now?
Thanks, Tommy.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
What do you think of Sarah, Tom?
She's cute.
What would you like to do with her?
Have sex with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, you're going to have sex with Tom to win this trip.
Right, yeah. Thanks for telling me now.
Listen, would you have phone sex with Tom?
Yeah.
Probably. Some airline tickets, yeah.
I tell you what, if I took your voices off the air...
Wow.
For 30 seconds, would you talk dirty to Tom? And you have my word on my son's life, we won't put this on the air. Would you talk dirty to Tom for 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Tom?
Yes?
Robbie, let's start the clock. Give me 30 seconds.
You got it.
Go.
Tommy, are you...
Okay, now...
Right now they're starting.
I have turned it off. There is
now. We're not listening in. We're not eavesdropping on this at all. Even off the air.
Rob, don't worry. I don't want to hear it because I don't want to.
They'll hear you.
Oh, right. Okay. So now the microphones are in the position where they can't hear us.
Good.
They've had 20 seconds now, and
then when we come back, we'll simply ask Tom how the phone sex was.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's done yet?
Yeah, I think he was done when she said hello.
And
hello.
There we go. Hello.
How did it go?
He wasn't there.
Tom?
I was too. I was calling your name.
I didn't hear him at all.
What happened?
Hold on, Rob. Rob says he knows why. Rob, what was wrong?
She's on the digital phones, isn't she?
Yeah.
The only way for them to hear each other is if it's on the air because they're on different buses.
Oh, man. Yeah, well do you want to...
How about if we take them out of program? Can they hear each other then?
Well, yeah, they would hear each other and would not be on the air.
All right, hold on. We're going to give you 30 more seconds.
Okay.
So I take this out of program,
right.
And I take that out of program.
Right.
All right, hold on. Are you guys both there?
I'm here.
Okay,
Sarah?
Ready? Start.
Yeah.
Start dirty talk now.
Tommy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah, very good.
Right.
Now they should be able to hear each other. And this was not a condition of the contest.
Right.
This is simply a bonus.
Yeah, she volunteered to do that.
Yes, she did, and she seemed enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
She said she'd sleep with him.
She wanted the tickets.
No need to sleep with him.
Right.
Just to, talk dirty to Tom for 30 seconds. This is a wonderful development.
I'll be glad to take the call from Southwest Airlines when we get off the air. Just tell them you're welcome. And...
I'll be glad.
That's good. All right, there you go. That's it. Hold on.
Hey.
Stop.
All right, so
good.
Are you?
That's good.
What else do you want to do?
Hold on.
Oh my God. Stop.
Tom, hold on a second.
Shut up. Rob heard it. Rob, what was said?
All that needs to be said is that you heard it too.
Joe,
come in. What did you hear, Joe?
I'm good.
That was the goddamnest thing I've ever heard. Not on the radio.
All right, what was said?
Well, she was telling Tom what she wanted Tom to do, and Tom, in no uncertain terms, said he would do it. And then Tom also said he was helping himself.
First thing he said was he
wanted to put his D in her P.
Oh. Wow.
That's more.
Charlie and I were back there smacking the counter. But I got to say, she was a good sport about it.
She
deserves the prize.
Great
she
winner.
Does. She earned it.
That's
right.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. You have won round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest, any destination of your choice. 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country. Southwest Airlines is a low fare leader.
And we have track number 2 for our album.
Oh, you got it on tape.
Good.
All right.
I know what we'll be listening to in the commercial.
Where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Beautiful. On WJFK. Well, enjoy the trip. Enjoy the trip. Hold on. And Tom, how was it for you?
Good.
Tom?
Yes?
Did you complete?
Yes.
Oh, time for a nap.
That's
horrible thought.
Do you know what?
That's a yes, Don.
That's another one for the album.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's right.
Yeah. I said to Tom, did you complete? And he said, yes. I said, did you understand what I said? And he said that he...
He said the word.
Mm-hmm. He said it. Yeah.
We can't really go into great detail about that, but the fact is there's...
Did you really, Tom?
There's been another flash flood alert, you know.
How much?
A lot.
A lot?
It's raining, man. Hallelujah, it's raining,
man. Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, Tommy.
Great man.
Hey, I like to bring in the pictures and the...
Tom.
On Thursday.
Shouldn't you be cleaning up right now?
Yeah, I already cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, has that ever been a priority?
Yeah.
And I like to... to say hi to my buddy Josh. He's with window tinting.
Yeah. All right, Tom, we got a break here.
Hi, this is WJFK. Thank Don and Mike.
Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we don't have time for all this stuff. Just ask Buzz what his lead story is.
Hey, Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, Tommy, Kathy Lee Gifford discovers you can never go home again.
Wow.
Tom, did you say your friend was in window tinting or ceiling painting?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, now, guess who else is calling me now?
Who?
Murphy. Murphy, stop calling.
Dennis Murphy.
Stop calling, please.
Okay, goodbye.
Stay
bye,
tuned
bye,
guys. For
bye.
News and comments
bye,
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that was the nuttiest contest we've ever done.
He's gone.
Yeah. That really was. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
A lifestyle-oriented program, The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right, I got you. It's time for Buzz. I know. Buzz Burbank, new show brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. It's doctor-developed.
Someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888 try VMAX. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, who listen to the show every day, can you not detect... And I'm sure that at some point, the evilness in us will creep back.
Mm-hmm.
But can you not detect over the last couple of days that the load has been loosened?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm sure people can tell.
And I give to you as example...
Happy dolls?
C.
not A or B. Uh-huh.
Example C.
Right.
With a beep in it. Tom Gavin's answer to what happened during his phone call. This is reel number...
Two.
Reel number 2. Here we go. We put a beep in so you could hear what we had to delete out.
Good. And Tom, how was it for you?
Good.
Good. Tom?
Yes?
Did you complete?
Yes.
Oh, time for a nap.
That's a horrible thought.
Do you know what I meant?
Yeah. I can't...
That's a yes, Don.
You know, Robbie, rewind that. That deserves a replay.
Yeah. That's what I call a reaction, ladies and gentlemen.
Now I ask you. Yeah. Is that worth us 2 years bitching? I think so.
It doesn't get happier
than
that.
I think so. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. I listen to two fat guys bitch about what a bad deal they have.
Right.
If I knew that one day I'd be able to hear this.
Tom?
Yes?
Did you complete?
Yes.
Oh, time for a nap.
That's
do
a
you
horrible
know,
thought.
Do you know what I meant?
Yeah. I can't.
That's a yes, Don.
That's another one for the album.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Fun. How great is that?
Wow.
That's fun.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Tom, Gavin.
Yeah. All right, let's get right over to the news cubicle. We're running late now, so we got to be a little bit condensed here with the news in the comments. Buzz, your lead today was about...
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy C.
Yeah, consistently saying that she's glad she left her job co-hosting a morning TV talk show with Regis Philbin, but now...
See?
Now she says she'd be delighted to be a guest host. She says she wants to go back at least for a visit, but has never been invited.
You know, in the words of Joe Pesci in the movie Goodfellas, when he opens up the trunk of the car and says to the guy who's going, "No, Tommy, aren't you dead yet?"
See?
And doesn't she know, doesn't she get the vibe if you just watch the show,
mm-hmm.
she's never coming back, that even when Regis has the Kelly Lee there,
mm-hmm.
when he talks with her,
right,
and I steal that from Letterman. I love it when Letterman calls her Kelly Lee.
Mm-hmm. It's appropriate.
But when they talk about something that happened while Kathy C. Gifford was on the show,
mm-hmm.
he always will just say, "When I was doing the show with the other person."
Wow.
Right? Or he'll say,
"Ouch.
You weren't here when we did that."
Well, I don't doubt that she's sitting back at her Connecticut mansion waiting for Regis to be underground.
Yeah, but you know, now there's a race. Who dies first, Gif or Regis? Because...
Gif.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well,
Regis has so much more to live for.
And I say... You're right.
Good point.
I say Regis lives longer only because Gif has to live with Kathy C. Gif.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the difference. Well, the show has no comment on this, but to quote one fan, after all she gave to that show... Kathy Lee left the show 3 years ago with a great fanfare, but her solo career has failed, and the ratings for Live have done nothing but go up since she left.
Hold on, Buzz. We have reaction to Tom.
I'll bet.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Good. Glad to have you guys back on the air.
Great to be back.
I have to tell you something hilarious. Well, I thought it was. My 7-year-old daughter had the word come as a spelling word last week, and we were going over a spelling
C-O-M-E.
Word.
C-O-M-E.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. Right.
And we were going over them in the car, and she kept spelling it the other way.
Okay.
And even on her spelling test, she spelled it that way.
Right, which is a kind of an obvious mistake. I mean, having gone over the spelling test that I do with my kids, I can see where that mistake would happen.
However, how old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Is Daddy around?
No.
I'm going to be on HBO soon.
I'm wondering...
Well, Daddy wasn't in the car with us when we were going over the
words. No. I just meant, is there a man in the house?
Yes.
What, do you think she stumbled on some literature? Or
yeah, that's what I mean.
God, I hope not. Lock it up.
I don't think so. I think she was spelling it the way it sounds.
Phonetically.
Yeah, because phonics, sound is
And as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it should be spelled.
Yeah.
No matter how it's being used.
Well, I've gotten your Christmas card.
All right, thank you.
But you know, really, okay, come all you. Ye faithful.
You're funny.
You know, that's...
Come early, come often.
Uh-huh.
Christmas party at the Geronimo's house. Come early.
Hope you can come.
Thank you.
Great to see you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's a dose of reality for the reality TV show The Bachelor. It's being sued. The owners of a $4.5 million estate in Malibu are suing the producers. They say the place got trashed during the month that Warner Brothers rented it to make the season that starts tomorrow night. They say the place is filthy. Warner Brothers paid $45,000 for that month, but that apparently wasn't enough.
The guy, the new Bachelor, looks like a total tard. I mean, at least the other guys look like Ken dolls.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, who I guess was the loser on the last one,
right,
and who has written a book, incidentally.
About the experience?
Yeah. He really looks like you could have him in a lineup and say, which one of these guys is retarded. You might actually pick him out of the lineup.
See, there you go, helping the primetime lineup. I had no intention of watching that show. Now he's a tar and I'm watching.
The owners say the cast and crew left holes in the walls and other damage. They say the renters left behind rodents and spiders and lots of trash, including discarded feminine hygiene products.
Was there any sea?
They didn't say, but, you know. So the owners are now asking for $5 million in damages. From our Let's All Just Think About This for a Moment department, the London tabloid The Star says Ben Affleck broke up with J-Lo because he couldn't keep up with her demands for sex.
Oh, listen.
She reportedly wanted it three times a day.
Last night, I about fell off the couch when I'm watching Entertainment Tonight or right. Access, whatever it is, and they say, Ben and Jen going to get a license. Details after this, so I'm staying tuned.
Right.
They come back and they go, not a marriage license. Ben is buying a gun license. And I think, Matt Damon's call finally got through.
Yeah. Well, wow. Sources say Jen is asking former boyfriend Sean Puffy Combs for advice, but insists she'd rather go lesbian than to get back with that bad boy rapper. Now, there was a short-lived rumor, kind of because of what Don was talking about here, that Ben and Jen, the wedding was back on. It started when the couple showed up at a courthouse in Georgia. The thought was they'd gone to get a marriage license, but the sheriff says they really just stopped by to thank the county for helping protect Ben's property over the weekend. For what it's worth, Ben, as Don mentioned, also asked the sheriff for a gun permit, and he got the license, and once he had it, he stopped by a gun shop, got a gun. Shortly after that, he reportedly fired a warning shot into the air to scare off the 100 photographers who've been dogging the couple.
What a mook. I am sorry. What a mook.
It's Georgia.
How long until he puts some pellets into her ass? How long ago one day he's just outside shooting at cans or something? Pardon the pun.
Shooting cans.
Pardon the pun.
I think she's going to be long gone. I think they're over.
Yeah, I think so. Overexposure.
Yep.
His love pellets. Shooting from his love gun. Shooting C. Shooting Tom C.
Seems to be the theme.
It is now.
Buzz, we have to do this now.
I understand.
Don't blame me.
I don't.
Blame God for inventing semen.
Hey, but really, do not worry, because we will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You got the out.
Thank you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, shows come and shows go. This one came and it went.
They will make your ovaries rock hard. Don and Mike.
I just invite everybody to come back tomorrow for a big heaping dose of the show.
Absolutely.
And keep coming back. Because you know what? There's something you used to say when this record was out. I love this Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. The hits just keep coming.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree more.
Hit after hit, they keep coming. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Rob, do you have that tape? Can we hear one more time?
Oh, yeah.
The Tom tape?
Just hit play.
Just hit play. Okay. Hold on. And Tom, how was it for you?
Good.
Good. Tom?
Yes?
Did you complete?
Yes.
Oh, time for a nap.
That's a horrible thought.
Do you know what I meant?
Yeah. I can't.
That's a yes, Don.
Buzz, do you have more news for us?
Yes, just a little.
Shoot.
Okay. It's been 7 months since a bullet killed a B movie actress in the lobby of the mansion owned by legendary music producer Phil Spector. And now the coroner has made her ruling it was a murder, not a suicide, as Spector's been saying. And the coroner's report says it was not an accident either. The angle of the gunshot wound through Lana Clarkson's head and neck confirmed this.
So it was a face shot.
Apparently so.
She was shot at him.
Still, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office has not yet filed charges against Spector. Like tennis?
Yeah, it's just like tennis.
Another
Mike and I are volleying it back and forth.
And he's doing a great job. Yeah. My bravo to you, sir.
And to you, sir.
Well, another bad news for
Phil. Come again. We'll do it tomorrow. That's same
great.
Time.
That's great.
Other bad news for Phil. There's a new version of the Beatles song Let It Be coming out.
I like Come Together.
That critics say sounds better than the original because Phil Spector's production elements have been removed.
I used to really get in trouble on the radio when I'd play that song and say, here's the joke. You play it, you know, WLS, here's the Beatles, Come Together. It's a nice trick if you can do it. You know, back in the day.
Oh, that's big stuff.
You know, they'd hotline you. Whoa!
Knock it off, dirty boy.
Couldn't get in trouble for that. Mm-hmm. Come on. In sports,
come and get it.
The St. Louis Rams say,
if you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
All-pro running back.
Come and get your love.
All-pro running back Marshall Faulk needs knee surgery.
Of course he does, because he's on my fantasy team. Come on over, Marshall.
Well, there's a little, I guess, good
news.
What's
that 80s song? Come on.
There's one, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Right.
Come on, Eileen.
No, there's another one.
I was wondering, Don, if you wanted to perhaps draft a fantasy orthopedic for your team.
Oh, come on, Rob. I don't mean literally.
Well, I know.
Come on.
Please.
The good news, we suppose, is that Marshall Faulk's knee will be healed before the 4 to 6 weeks for the healing of his broken hand. And finally, ouch, a woman in Utah is suing the Campbell's Soup Company because she says she found a tooth in one of their cans.
Oh, God.
Among the noodles.
Ew.
She says she served the soup to a 13-month-old boy who is now traumatized and afraid to eat soup. She tried to handle this out of court last year, but the two sides could not come to terms.
Hey!
Now she's hired a lawyer. Campbell says it won't comment on pending court cases, quoting the woman, I'm no dentist, but it looks like a molar to me.
And I knew the soup, too.
Yeah?
The cream of mushrooms.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Nothing good will come of this.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
That's good. That's like right up to the finish line.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. And Dave Barry, and if we have time, you know, I don't want to scare you, horn for cash.
Ah!
Tomorrow, we'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Do you have any Nirvana?
Okay. Well, come as you are.
Right.
PM.
Either.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.